welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 348.
Hi, I just made it. Are we ready to record?
Oh, yeah, here we go. We're right in the middle of
it. You're just in time, Jason. It's your time to do distractions.
I ran here. Okay, all right.
My name is Chris Fricchio, and I am here with Jason A. Striker.
Oh, hello. Me again. Hi.
Travis Baum.
Hey, how you doing?
And Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And today we are going to determine our game of the year. Somehow, we're going to do this. Before that, we're going to do distractions and possibly a little bit of news. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, which we kind of do have.
Do we?
Yeah, sure. Let's do our revisit for our... We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
For now, let's see what's going on. Jason, what's up, man?
Not a mucho. Had a pretty good week, actually. My buddy Dan Reichert, his father, Paul Reichert, was in town this past weekend for the Super Bowl. It's kind of an annual event where we have Paul come in, Dan, shoot videos, work podcasts, all kinds of crazy shit. Paul is an amazing individual. First of all, he sired Dan Reichert, who's a man-child. But
yes.
Sired him and did a pretty good job with him. But yeah, Paul's an amazing
little
individual.
A little bit of a man crush, it sounds
no,
like.
No, on Paul Reichert, yes. On Dan, yes. Not so much. No, because he's an idiot. No, Paul's a great guy. I love him. But yeah, he comes in for the Super Bowl every year. So on Super Bowl Sunday, we met up at like the Wharf in San Francisco. And that was the first time that Lisa and I had been there, because it's kind of considered somewhat of like a tourist trap and stuff. It is a little bit, but it's
kind of is
not nearly as bad as we thought it was. So we saw some like stinky sea lions, and we drank some, and then we ate some Red Bulls, and then we drank some, and then we went to a strip club and drank some, and then we watched the Super Bowl at some like random Asian bar in San Francisco, because we were at a sports bar, and we couldn't get drinks fast enough. You know, it was super warm in there, and it was just crazy packed. So we walked just a couple blocks down and went to this just random fucking sidebar, and they had this awesome fucking Ultracade, this like arcade cabinet with like 600 fucking games in it. Yeah, yeah. Like it had Street Fighter Rainbow Edition in it.
Are you serious?
Yes. Rainbow Edition.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I immediately forgot all about the game.
Back up. What is Rainbow Edition?
It's not a real thing. It was a mod to the arcade game. You know, you throw fireballs in the air. And
I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real legendary thing. And like, you know, when Street Fighter 2 like blew up, like it was all over the place in arcades and shit. So what happened is to get this shit out there on the cheap, people were like creating these fake ROMs, and they were just like tweaking it to make it fucking just ridiculous, and then selling them on the cheap to bars and stuff. So it got a little bit of renown, and it made its way across the states.
It was all over the
place. Yeah, it was.
There's different versions of it too. There wasn't like a simple one Rainbow Edition.
Right.
They
were all over the place. But they were broken to the point where it's like, okay, you can just like,
oh, there's no point in playing.
Turn into like another character. You know, it's like you throw a fireball in the air and it like auto fucking homes in on your opponent.
Yeah, when you do like Blanca balls, fireballs would come out. It was just really weird.
Oh, you're speaking my language now. I'm interested.
Yeah.
This sounds great.
Honda's doing like the 100 hand slap, and like, you know, 10,000 fireballs are flying around on screen.
Yeah.
It's super fun. So yeah, I got
he's actually
super
throwing Chun-Li's at you while he's doing it. It's pretty awesome.
But yeah, I eventually, watched the rest of the game, and then we went back to the strip club, and then I don't remember what happened after that.
Hopefully it was good things, and hopefully you got tested.
I think it was good things. At least I had a great time. She was really excited. Yeah. She likes boobs.
See, I need to get Crystal to go to a strip club with me.
Yeah.
We haven't done that yet.
She would go.
She would do it.
It's great because, girls, when they go, they get a lot of attention.
So much attention. Yeah.
Dancers really love it and stuff. Like the dancers are all coming by and they're like, you know, thank you so much, you know, for being excited and coming up, you know, and, you know, up to the stage and shit. And Lisa's just like, yeah, titties. She was absolutely loving it. But yeah, I've had a pretty good week. I got a tetanus shot today. That sucked super bad because now my arm's sore and I feel sick.
That gives you autism.
Yeah, it probably does. I mean, it can't be any worse than it is now.
We're not going there, right?
Yeah,
please, let's not go there.
People are fucking dumb. But anyway, tetanus shot. Why did you get tetanus shot? Did you step on a nail
or something?
Yeah, no, I went to a new doctor, and they have you fill out like six pages of fucking, you know, medical history. And it's like, some of the shit I don't know. It's like, when did you get your last tetanus shot? And I'm like, I have no idea. And they're like, well, you need one every 10 years. Have you had one in the past 10 years? I'm like, I really don't know. Well, we'll give you one today. I'm like, okay.
All right. Thanks.
I honestly I don't think I've had one in the past 10 years.
Well, you need
it. I don't think I have either.
I haven't gone for any type of preventive maintenance. I have no idea.
For all I might have tetanus all up in my shit, and I have no idea.
Oh yeah, I'm all tetanated.
Tetanated. Nice.
Yeah, this turned into, you know, a full on physical, because brand new doctor and stuff. So.
And you're at that age too, right?
Oh, did he touch your butt?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we went through all those questions and stuff, and I'm like, you know, I've been urinating a lot more, and I think it's due to, you know,
beer,
yeah, drinking a lot of beer, or my diabetes and stuff like that. So, like, the blood sugar is super high, and Lisa, God bless that woman, was like, you know, he's urinating. I'm kind of worried about the prostate, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh no,
she trolls you, Jesus. She straight up trolled you.
God damn it. But the doctor was like, with the high blood sugar and everything, you know, it's probably just that. Don't worry about it. You know, we're not going to do anything crazy. And, all of a sudden the doctor was like, you know, I'll be back in a few minutes. You know, make sure that you put on this gown and stuff. You know, we'll give you
your, like, right. Drop your pants.
Get the thick gloves.
First Turn fucking thing she did as soon as she came back in, she's like, yeah, if you could stand up and, drop your boxers, you know, I'm going to check your testicles. Mm. Like, all right, fine. You know, felt up.
Cough.
And then she's like, you know, and I'm really sorry. I'm going to have you bend over, and we are going to check that prostate today. And she's like, don't worry. I'm going to have a lot of lubrication.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
It doesn't help though, right? I mean,
I turned my butt towards her and I kind of bent over, and she's like, no, you really got to just, like, you know, bend over.
Like,
and I'm
really
like, oh,
bend over. Like,
fuck,
like,
this
like fucking grab your
I
ankles.
I am like a fucking 90 degree angle over this hospital bed. All
right, yeah.
Here we go. And yeah, it went right up my butt.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was a lot of lubrication. Like afterwards, I mean, as uncomfortable as
you're
that was,
like days.
Later on, it was like, there's still a lot of lube in my butt.
Why are we talking about this
and it was,
on the podcast?
It was so uncomfortable for most of the day, and I never got a chance to go to the bathroom and, like, wipe.
Yeah.
I just had to do like,
so
lube
why are we
in
doing
my
this?
Butt.
So
no.
I'm gonna calm it down. I'm gonna make it a little bit more PG-13. Oh, okay. So I heard that when it does happen, and this is just, you know, hearsay, but, like, basically, once they get, like, the fingernails in,
okay,
like,
yeah, okay,
basically,
yeah,
they don't have to do anything else. Like, the butt takes care of everything else, right? Just kind of, it's like anal beef.
Yeah,
she just goes.
She's like, you know, it's going to be a little tight at first, but, you know, all of a sudden the anus will relax. And I'm like, my anus is not going to fucking relax.
Mine,
it's
dude. I think I told you, like, I never had it done as an exam. I had it done when, like, I had appendicitis, and they were checking that anyway just in case. And I was, like, fucking 19.
For appendicitis?
Well, yeah, dude, I guess they had to check just in case, like, something like, I was like,
I think the doctor just wanted to touch your butt.
I think he just wanted to touch your butt, dude.
But it was like, exactly, Jason said, my shit never, like, that did not, like, loosen at
nope.
any point whatsoever.
Yeah, that was...
I thought I was going to cut his fingers off. It was a he, by the way, yeah, in my anus.
I had a lady.
Like, I thought I was going to be like,
I had a lady finger
cute?
In my butt. Not,
was she cute?
Not so much. Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much. Mm. But I feel closer to her today, so.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Do you feel it violated? Is that the first time it's happening?
No. Oh, God. I've had so many things up my ass. Are you kidding me? Oh,
I know. No.
Jeff, how are you doing, man?
Either way, my prostate's fine.
No,
in case
that's
anybody
not,
was
Jeff,
wondering.
Jeff, how you doing,
good,
brother?
Good. Yeah.
Jeff.
So anyway, I went to the doctor on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Here we go again.
Travis, how you doing, buddy?
I went to the doctor.
God damn it. Thank you for listening.
Actually, no, we should go. Let's
we'll
go over to
you,
Chris. Because, Chris, you just became old this week. So you should. Isn't that like the thing they do on that birthday?
Chris, I'm starting
like,
to worry about your prostate.
I'm not 40, dude. I'm 39.
Oh, you're a year away from that.
I'm a year away.
Doctor,
I'm a year away from getting a finger up my ass. It's fine. So.
I didn't do shit. I just kind of hung out with friends and stuff. We went out for dinner on Saturday. Me and Tanya chilled. We made nachos for the game. And it's the first Super Bowl I actually watched the entire game, because I was actually interested in the game, because it was actually a good game.
Real good game.
Like, yeah, I'm going
to
watch this.
You know, sorry to interrupt, but I really wanted fucking nachos, and that's why I wanted to go to the sports bar so much. But because we were in, like, you know, fucking Chinatown, I had, like, fried octopus balls and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a little shop right next door, and it's
different.
Like, I'm starving. It's like, what do you have? It's like, Mari and... Okay, all right, I'm hungry. Make sure
not
it's fried.
Nachos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure it's fried.
It's got a,
it is fried. It is fried octopus prostate. And Jason's like, I wonder if this is foreshadowing.
It's some fucking fried O-rings. Here we go.
All right, that's what the little calamari rings are. I didn't know that.
Little puckers, yeah.
Little puckers.
Oh, that just ruined calamari.
This show is going nowhere fast.
Travis,
how you doing, buddy?
For the Super Bowl, we kind of it was the first time we actually didn't go out and do anything. We've always gone out for the Super Bowl, but we were just exhausted. And so we sat in, enjoyed the game, made some nachos, and had a good time. It was very low-key. Good week of work. Today, one of our clients came in for us to kind of show him the back end of a website.
Back end.
Exactly. See what I did there? It all comes back around. It's like a circle. And we ended up showing him around, but he walked in and had like 2 six-packs of like different varieties of craft beers. And so the last 3 hours of work today were just packing away some beers. So that was a good time. And then I had a taste. So after I had a couple IPAs at work, I was like, for the podcast tonight, I needed to slam on some IPA. So I got some dogfish head or whatever.
I do not like IPA. I've tried so many times.
Yeah, it's good.
No, same here. You know, same here, Jeff.
I'm getting used to it, I think. IPAs are big in Charleston, so you kind of have to learn to love it. So I'm getting used to it. I do find that it all kind of tastes the same.
Like not garbage?
Not the same. It's same-ish. It's
very bitter and...
Yeah, bitter and hoppy.
Like
it smells
polish,
great.
Yeah.
I like hoppy beer, though. I don't
mind hoppy beer, but like, I don't know. Some of the IPAs I've had are just like overly hoppy.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Jordan in my mouth. I'm like,
And it's... Yeah, with the craft beer, it's almost like... It's a contest to see how hoppy they can get it.
Hoppy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Hoppy?
Yeah.
Hoppish?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, I'm getting used to it, but that's what I'm drinking tonight. So I guess, what are you guys drinking
Innes
tonight?
I had some cheer wine, Travis. You might be interested. Have you heard of the cheer wine?
Is this what you opened on the show on a mailbag?
Oh, no,
thing?
that was a beer from the Caribbean called the Carib, which basically tasted like kind of an exotic Bud Light. A little different than water. It was not bad. But no, we got sent some cheer wine, which is the big North Carolina thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got a bunch of those things.
Yeah, we didn't open them up on the show. Or we didn't drink it on the show.
No, you just open the box on the show.
Yep.
Yeah. But there is alcohol in it?
And the cheer wine? No. No, it's just North Carolina soda. I was hoping Travis would be like,
yo,
well, I'm in South Carolina, so I've never
aren't they both the same? I mean, just north-south, just like a... There's like a line that you guys step over, and
I don't know how it works down there. I've been to North Carolina for a concert, so you'd think I would know.
Yeah.
But no.
Did you say? Alas. Did you say down to North Carolina?
Down to? Maybe.
Okay. I don't know how it works over there. I don't know if you guys are just bathing in cheer wine over there or what. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna
just
go get another drink
because
I apparently need it.
Yeah, go for
it. You guys keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just vodka and mixing it with whatever the fuck I have.
What are you mixing it with, though?
This one right here is like a orangey fruit, like, juice thing. It's like a cocktail. It's like strawberry, orange, something rather.
Okay.
It's decent. It's all right. It's tasty.
It's vodka.
Exactly.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah. I did say that. And
I know.
What I'm mixing it with. You jerk.
Chris.
Yes.
A boot of wine. Das Boot es Wein.
Not a boot, but a pint glass, basically.
Okay.
And it's a Riesling.
That's basically. Oh, nice.
Oh, Riesling. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nice. Keep it classy.
Crisp, a little fruity. It's okay.
Okay.
I've heard that in a lot of the hippity-hoppity videos.
I'm out of red, so I had to go with the white.
But, I have no problem with white.
Not much else going on over here. We had a little game night last week, and that was fun. I didn't even watch the Super Bowl because I didn't give a shit about either team.
What did you do?
I don't give a shit either. It's the only game I watch of football.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I hate both teams.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I hate both teams.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
I don't really hate Seattle, but I hate
the
Patriots with a passion. I mean, they are.
And Seattle has some questionable
worst,
characters that are just kind of aggravating
to
listen to, and they're always in the spotlight.
Yep. If it wasn't for, Richard Sherman, I probably would like Seattle because I think Russell Wilson
Lynch
is awesome.
He's a great guy.
He's awesome. He's the type of player that you want in the spotlight because he's the type of player that will use that platform to inspire people, rather than just, trying to
be a cocky asshole.
Exactly, being an asshole.
Yeah, he's a little too gaudy for me, though.
Yeah, but that's a lot of football.
You know what? Broncos had Tim Tebow, so I...
He took it to a comical extreme.
Yeah.
Comical? Comedic?
Whichever.
Tomato, potato. Same thing.
French fries, fucking fish, whatever.
Yeah. Foot, hand, whatever. Yeah, I think Tebow is, he's broadcasting now college football.
Yeah, he's on the SEC network or something.
Yeah. Doing the Lord's work over there.
That's right. But I really do like Russell Wilson. I just, you know, Richard Sherman can
eat a dick.
So this week's been pretty much all work, and work and family, and that's what it's all about right now.
Did you do anything for the old B-Day? I don't remember if you talked about that last week.
He got old.
Not really. So, I mean, on my birthday, we actually just went out to dinner. And I had a couple, I just had
did
a
you
few
get a
beers.
Seniors discount? Could you show them your birthday card? And they're like,
Here you go, 20% You're only a couple years away, right? So.
Like five, but yeah.
Less than that, right?
Yeah, four. You'll always be 4 years older than me, no matter what,
that's true. I will always be 4 years older than you. That's right.
Yeah, it's actually 3 years, but yeah.
Oh, is it? I don't remember. You're 36?
I just turned 36.
You just turned 36? Okay. Yeah. So 3 years.
I'm back. Are we making fun of Chris for his age yet?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that happened. And see, that's a good thing. See, you know, Jason's only a year behind me, so, you know, he's pretty old too.
So I will always be young.
You'll always be younger than Chris.
Yes.
Some would say forever younger.
No one would say that. So for that, for my actual birthday, we just went out to dinner, and then, I had people over on Saturday, and we just did like a little, it was an excuse to have a game night, really. I had people over and we just like talked and played some board games and things.
That's right. Y'all played Dominion. So we did talk about this.
You play Jackbox?
Jackbox? No, we didn't play Jackbox.
You should get that.
I don't have Jackbox.
Get it.
So good.
It's really good.
I should buy that.
That's it for me. So let's quickly talk about games.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it. All right.
That's
news.
It for us. Yeah. News. No, I mean, never mind. I meant go to games, but yes, news is good.
Yeah. So Jason, why don't you start?
Oh my God. Monster Hunter. Playing a lot of that. I got the, cool opportunity to hang out with some Capcom PR reps, in celebration of the release of Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. And they're like, yeah, why don't you guys
come on
over? I hope
you asked the important question, Jason.
Which was?
What the fuck are you guys doing besides Monster Hunter in the next couple of years?
They have no idea. That's off the
radar.
Right. No, well,
that's probably public knowledge.
Like, nobody knows what's going on. Oh my God. I thought I knew shit about Monster Hunter. I don't fucking know anything about Monster Hunter. I've put a lot of hours, hundreds of hours into various Monster Hunter incarnations, but these girls, it's pre-release and they're so fucking far ahead of me. It's ridiculous. It's intimidating. It really is. But man, Monster Hunter is just a fucking, man, it's a way of life.
That's I saw a commercial today about the Monster Hunter and, it was a 3DS one. That's the one you're playing, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's the.
Okay. So I saw a commercial for it, just not even an hour ago, and, they were showcasing like 4v4, like PvP. And have you had a chance to mess with that?
No, not at all. That's actually news to me. Or in Monster
Hunter? I want to say it was Monster Hunter.
It may have been something.
I think you're talking about Chronicles. What's it called? Maybe. What's the one that's coming out? Xenogears Chronicles?
No, it's not. They wouldn't have had a commercial.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I promise you, it was Monster Hunter. It was a commercial. I saw it. I'm going to be honest with you. I did take a nap, before my beer was at work today.
That theme came up and you're like, oh.
And I don't know why. I was not dreaming. It was a commercial today. I promise you. And it was Monster Hunter. What's the name of this title? Monster Hunter, what? 4 Ultimate?
Ultimate 3DS.
I gotta look this shit up.
Okay. 4 Ultimate?
Yeah. See, if this is true, this just lends to, you know, the fact that I know jack shit about this. Like, I think I know a little bit about Monster Hunter, but I felt such a fucking idiot. And there were some other journalists, that were there.
Yeah. And games enthusiasts. Yeah.
And yeah, I just felt so out of my fucking, and, you know, they were just like, you know, just fucking casually being awesome. They didn't even, they couldn't even help it. They were so knowledgeable and so awesome.
So were they kind of like, so many of them were like that part, you were like the nerd of the crew? They're like, this guy doesn't even know what that is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, I was asking like, you know, kind of basic questions, you know, because I knew that I could like talk somewhat intelligibly, you know, about, you know, some of the stuff, but they were just treating me like a kid, you know? And I'm like, okay, all right. I don't know anything, but, but it really did just like reaffirm like my love for that series, because the way that they were talking about it, you know, how, you know, they get together at lunch and stuff and, you know, knock out a few quests, and the way that they were talking about, you know, other people's characters, and like, you know, Brett, you know, faints an awful lot because he's so hell bent on having the coolest fucking armor, and, you know, bear in mind that that coolest fucking armor gives you negative 10 in this and that, and it's very deep. It's very confusing. But you're like, wow, I want to be part of that world. Really, that game's so cool. There's another game that I played.
What game is that?
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
yeah.
Mortal Kombat. How was that? It's really fucking good. It's beautiful. I really don't know how much I can say about it. We did have some hands-on at the
office. There were some impressions. There were actually impressions from multiple sites. Yeah, so embargo, I think in terms of what was shown.
Embargo lifted today, and I don't know what was allowed to be shown. And
what was in the embargo.
Yeah, yeah.
I just have one question.
Yeah,
like, that's it. This is, my big worry for MK8 or 10 was when they said that every character is going to have three different versions of them. Two reasons that scares me. One, because of balance. Two, because when you want to learn a character, and in fighting games, you not only have to learn like your character, you kind of have to learn all the others as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of shit. That's a lot of like little exponential things you need to add on.
Oh yeah,
to each character
it changes.
You,
yeah,
you know,
exponentially.
I
mean, yeah.
It sounds crazy.
I played a handful of characters and tried to stick to just like one of those three variety, but I could definitely see where it could get crazy. One thing that I would have liked, because, you know, movesets change between the three different characters, I wish there was a little bit more of a, like a visual indicator letting you know who you're fighting against, essentially. Cause yeah, you're fighting a scorpion.
So it doesn't
but
even say, it doesn't like label it or
it
anything?
It does, yeah, but it's like, you know, in really, really small text in like the lower, you know, left or right hand corner. So like their costume doesn't change at all. It's just like, you won't know until you really get hit by a move.
Does it change their normals or is it their specials?
Normals seem the same. I could be wrong about that, but, like I said, I tried to stick to one. I would assume, and from what I experienced, you know, watching the other guys play, yeah, the normal state thing, just special that are different. The user interface is extremely fucking minimalistic, which, you know, it's nice.
I don't like that.
I think it's visually appealing. But there are certain things, like I was saying before, it's like I kind of wish that I had a little more information on screen to tell who
I'm
fighting.
That's
kind of
what I'm getting
stuff.
At.
And
it looks like...
Yeah, even things like the meters, they're all in, like, you know, grayscale. So it's like a tone type thing.
Yeah.
Granted, there's three segments there, but it's a little hard to read when all of this cool shit happening on screen. And believe me, it is really, really cool looking, you know? It's zoomed in a little bit more than past Mortal Kombat games and even Injustice. So you really get a good look of your characters and all the animation and stuff. You know, it runs frames per second. It's fucking gorgeous. Like it's really, really good looking. But I think the one thing that I don't even fucking care if I'm under embargo, there are stage interactables. And one of
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know. Yes, say it.
But Jeff doesn't want you to say it because he wants it to be...
I know what it is. I know what it is. I don't want other people to know what it is because...
You created a valid point. Like, you don't know if it's one of those things that they're showing off to some, you know, they're showing off to journalists, but they're...
I don't know if I've seen it and any of the...
It should be a surprise.
You know, short,
I haven't seen any of the videos or anything like that.
But there's a stage interactable a la, like, Injustice and stuff.
Injustice, yeah.
There's a little old lady on the side of the screen, and she's just like so happy to be rooting for whomever's winning, whomever's losing. She doesn't care. She's just rooting for you. But you hit the R1 button, you pick that fucking bitch up, you spin her around, you fucking throw her at your opponent. It's great. There's a fucking grandma. Stage interactable. It's pretty fun. God.
Yeah, I can't wait to see.
But that speaking of the interactables, they're standardized between all of the characters. That was one of my big questions.
Because in Justice, they were different.
Yeah, they had like classes of characters. Like, you know, heavy characters would, or strong characters would like pick up the interactable and throw it at someone. Acrobatic characters would like flip off of it to get out of the corner. But it is standardized between it.
So it's all the same.
Mm. Okay.
But
yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, game's gorgeous. Plays really well.
I may or may not have pre-ordered the collector's edition of that today.
There's a few of them floating out there, right?
I got the one, the not super expensive one. Yeah, I don't know. I was so confused by them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because there's one that was like initially announced as being like, you know, Europe only. But then they decided to sell it on Amazon as well, like in the U.S.
Only Amazon. Yeah. That's it. You can't get anywhere else besides Amazon.
But the one that you got is the one that's kind of widespread, which is actually the cooler.
Yeah.
Looking,
I think it was cool. I liked both of them. Yeah. I was like, fuck, I like that one.
Yeah.
And I don't like, I talked about this before, like, I'm so done with like limited edition ones, and this one is not cheap, but this is the way I look at it. We're getting married that week. So it comes out on the Tuesday that I'm going to be in Dominican Republic. I'm going to come
home. You're going to have some time on your hands.
That Sunday. Oh yeah, I get home on Sunday, and I have like 3 more days after that, where I have nothing to do, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna get that, so I'll be waiting for me when I get home. I have a couple days after that I booked off from work just for the hell of it. So, and that statue looks awesome.
It really does, yeah. Jeff, I have news. I was gonna send your wedding, but I have to buy like a bunch of those collector's editions. I'm really sorry.
Son of a bitch.
They're really expensive. It's not my fault. Blame NetherRealm.
Yeah, Course or whatever
that
is.
Like, let's get Boone up.
Collector's Edition by Course. I'm like, should I know who Course is? I don't know.
Yeah,
what the
fuck? Like, yeah, it's like the Course Edition or something?
Yeah, it's like Collector's Edition by Course. I'm like, what is that?
Course apparently,
like, is that
designed the
company
figure
that makes the
they're to make the statue? The statues, yeah.
Okay.
And then I watched the video of them making them. I'm like, that's a really cool scorpion thing. And it comes with, like, the season pass thing or whatever you want to call it. It's all the characters and... Anyway,
yeah.
I was not hyped for this. Like, I was like one of the downers on Mortal Kombat 10, especially when they named they announced that it was going to be like every character is going to have technically like not 3 stances because you can't switch in real time in a match, but you pick a stance before you or a type of character before you go into the match. And I was like, I don't know, but then lately I've been like, I'm getting kind of hyped for it. And I don't really know why. More hype than MK9.
Bitch looks good, dude. I mean, it's just. There's no other way to say it. It just
looks like
a really, really good.
It was pretty
good polished
pretty
game.
Low on my radar until I got a hands on, and now I'm all about it.
Now you're all about it.
Cool.
Looks great.
What else?
A little bit more on that. They're adding some cool single player stuff. Well, really cool. I don't know.
That just came out today. The whole like tower thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it changes
and, like, factions and shit like that. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how it's going to work out. A lot of it seems pretty superficial, but at the same time, they've done a really good job in the past Mortal Kombat game and in Injustice as far as the single player stuff. So,
great.
I know that's a big focus of theirs. So hopefully they'll knock it out of the park. We'll see. They're putting some effort. Anyway, I think that's it. Monster Hunter, fucking combat. Yeah, fuck.
All right.
Okay.
What else we got?
Jeff, what's up?
I didn't play two. I have more GTA 5. Dude, that game is awesome. Chris, if you can get it on the cheap or something or wait, like me and you were both on that wagon of GTA 4 was pretty much garbage. Like we did not like it.
Let's buy it
not
for
calling
him
it game
for his birthday.
Garbage. Sorry.
Let's buy it for him.
We probably should. I think we should because it's actually really, really good. I'm addicted to it. Like I'm doing the side quests, the side missions. They're really fun. It's written so well. I'm just like, this is actually a really good GTA, and I've played more of this than any other GTA ever. This is probably more than the other ones combined that I've played, and it's really good. That's all I'll go into it, just because people are probably like, yeah, I played that shit last year, asshole, shut up.
Have you done any multiplayer yet? I know I asked you last week.
No, I have not done any multiplayer yet. I want to try that stuff. It's supposed to be pretty cool.
You're an X-Bone?
I am an X-Bone for GTA, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Why is that a bad thing?
Because you don't like playing games with us, Jeff. That's why.
I just don't like Destiny.
I've got both, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I would Jason get off. I would Jason easily get off Xbox. Of Destiny to play GTA with you.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would happen.
We played it a couple of times.
He was talking about playing with Slugga the other night.
Yep.
Actually, you did play it with Slugga the other
we
night.
We did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Demon Souls. Play some Demon Souls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Demons. Right. Demon, oh, wait, Souls. Demon Souls.
Wait, or? Demon
yeah, like,
Souls.
Wait a Demon second. Souls. Like,
isn't that the like the game that I told you fuck you, like the first time?
That's the game. Okay. Yeah.
So you're just now coming around to it.
Like, no, no. If you were, if you go back, I like the game. I just said, I don't want to get into it, but Travis really liked Assassin's Creed 2, and no one else played it. And I was just saying, you're going to take a game that none of us have beaten and go, yeah, anyway, not going to get into it. But we continued off. It was me, Sass Bob, and C-Sharp. We decided, hey, let's play as co-op because you can just go on Skype and kind of cheap the co-op thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we beat Flame Lurker last night.
Oh,
and did a little bit more. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm getting revved up for Bloodborne, which is weird because I like was never hyped for Dark Souls 1 or 2. But Bloodborne, for some reason, I'm like, I can't wait for that game to come out. I don't know what it is. I think it's because
the guns, maybe? Or
I think it just looks faster and just more like interesting. Hmm. It's not just like this generic medieval kind of look. Not, I want to say generic because it's not really that generic, but it is very medieval, like stuff you've seen before, Tolkien type looking stuff. Mm-hmm. And Bloodborne looks different. I don't know. So I played some of that. The other game I played was iDarb, and I didn't play enough of it.
Oh.
Jason could probably talk more about that because I only played single player. To me, it's like, it's one of those mini sports games, which I think Brad fucking coined from Giant
Bomb. Which is a really good fucking name.
I think it's a great name.
But we're,
it's like,
we're not,
you know,
keeping it, by the way.
No?
No. Anyway.
Not keeping. What do you mean? Anyway. So yeah, so it's like, those type of games like Towerfall and stuff like mm-hmm. that. It's kind of like a mix between like soccer, dodgeball, fucking NBA Jam.
Which,
I don't know. It's like,
that sounds like, you know, 80% of the mini esports that are coming out as
that
of
are
late.
There.
But this one definitely, and almost literally has finger on the pulse of the fucking internet. Because it set it off as just like this weird, like game jam type thing. It's like, okay. And IDARB stands for like, I drew a red box. Like that was the
first, oh, is that what it stands for? That's
like,
funny.
That was the first fucking thing that, you know, the programmer came up with. And put it out to like Twitter and all kinds of social media. It's like, okay, let's make a fucking game. What should we have in this? And that's why it's like this weird fucking beautiful mix of all this fucking crazy shit. So it is, one of those mini sports. There's social integration. People can, you know, when you're playing the game, you can like connect to Twitch, so you can stream out, live. And then people on Twitter as well can like put in like hash bombs. And send them to, you know, the company.
Yeah.
And then interact with your game. So as you're playing, and they put in, you know, like a watcher or the viewer, you know, puts in a hash bomb, it'll actually cause something to happen on your screen. Like the Lang Zone. Like they put in that hashtag and all of a sudden a big picture of Dave Lang will fucking come up on screen. Seriously. Ridiculous.
Isn't that kind of similar of what they did with the, you know, like the internet plays Pokemon or type deal where people
plays,
would,
no.
Twitch
oh,
plays
Twitch
Pokemon.
Plays
yeah,
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of,
this is a game
like,
you're
it's
playing.
Like interaction. Yes. But this is just like a big ass, like, put in something, it fucking stacked. So, at work, we played this in a 4-player local, but we opened it up to the internet, you know, to have people send hash bombs. And it was fucking unplayable. It was so bad.
So much
because
shit
a lot
was
of
coming
these hash bombs, are meant to just like, you know, fuck with the people that are playing. But, once we turn that shit off, the game's actually like really fun. Like it
I could
really
see
cool,
where it'd be fun.
But yeah, once you open it up to all that social stuff, it's broken. Yeah.
Well, that's cause you guys are Dry Bomb too. So you probably had it like, it was fucking hitting your shit
it
big
was,
time.
Constant stream of people just like doing the worst shit.
Because I've seen like nothing but good shit about this game, and I'm like, I only played single player. I know like online. It has online,
which is,
but you can only connect to one other Xbox.
Yeah, and that's something
weird.
That's something that they're working on. So yeah, you can have teams of four, but you have to have like everybody local, and then you can connect to one other Xbox where there's four
that has the same amount of people.
Right,
which is weird.
But they are opening up eventually to where you know you can have actually four separate entities on one team.
Yeah. And I look at it as like Towerfall. Like the only time I ever play that game is when I have people over and we all have a bunch of controllers and like four controllers, like 2-on-2 and iDarb seems like it would be fine. But yeah,
I mean,
so it's like one of those games
that's
fucking awesome.
That's the type
but...
of game that just works that way. That's the way,
yeah.
Starwall was. I mean, yep. Starwall was like, oh yeah, this is coming out and it's going to be online. It's like, I don't think that's going to have even close to the same,
the same thing that we felt
when we played it at MGC, you know? So, you know, it just seems like that would be one of those games where you need to be in the environment where everybody's playing in the same room to have a really good time with it.
Yep. Kind of like Smash Brothers, and that works fine.
Couch competitive.
Yeah.
I like couch competitive.
Couch competitive is pretty good, too. Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It was GTA, that, and then Demon's Souls and Mario Kart. We'll get into Mario Kart when we're doing our Game of the Year discussion.
Game of the Year.
But, yeah, that's it. That's it from me.
All right.
It's a big three from
Travis. What you got?
Hello. Let's see. More Destiny. I finally solved that Life is Strange quiz. That is pretty
that
good.
That quiz? Solve that joint?
Yep.
I just bought that for Lisa last night, actually.
I want to play.
Has she
had a chance?
Every video I've seen, the writing and the voice acting is so bad.
Well, you know, it's weird. It's weird that you say that. Okay, so it's based around a whole bunch of high school seniors, and
we're
it does
out of touch.
Kind
we're
of
old. We've established that.
Yes, yeah,
it's
but
not the
you
words,
do
the...
get a sense. At least we kind of get an idea of how teenagers would talk, and it does kind of feel that. Okay, it's weird. I was talking to Megan about it because she was playing. She's like, the way they talk is kind of weird. I'm like, is it because we're getting old? And she's like, no, I don't think that. They just, it's artificial in a way. And I was like, we kind of came to the conclusion that it's almost as if, and she brought up a great point on top of this, but we kind of came to a conclusion that it just sounds a little forced, as if adults are writing something that they feel.
That they think that teenagers,
saying. Say. But Megan said that there's a lot more female conversation than there is interacting with males. It's like the males actually sound okay. It's like it actually more sounds like a whole bunch of men writing for girls.
Huh.
And that kind of throws some things off. So some interesting thoughts back and forth there. So yeah, the writing can be a little weird.
And I think there's a few different levels there. I think it's a French team, correct? Like French Canadian team.
I believe so.
I think there's a bit of a language barrier. I think there's a gender barrier, and I think there's an age barrier as well. So yeah, a lot of that stuff falls a little flat, and it's a little goofy. There's an overuse of the word hella.
It seems. For sure. They shorten words that make me cringe. Like, instead of saying serious, they'll say cereal. And I'm like, okay, that's.
What?
That's too much for me.
Yeah, that's.
And
that's
saying
a lot.
It is indeed. But the saving grace though is that the overarching plot is sound. I kind of like the direction that they're going. By the end of episode one, you get an idea of what your character has to is going to be forced to contend with by the time the series ends. Mm-hmm. So it's, very, very, very pleased with it. I'm gnawing at the bit for episode two, which they're saying March, so hopefully they can follow through with that. And it's good that we have like 18 Telltale games in circulation, and now we have another company doing a game. So
you were into that genre. Oh my god, got shit.
I do, and it's actually going to get to the point where I'm worried it's going to truly start getting expensive, because now it used to be just Walking Dead, and then Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, we got a new Walking Dead coming up this year. We're going to get one this year. So we have that. They're talking about another Fables. We have Borderlands. We have Game of Thrones. We have Life is Strange.
Do you remember over the holidays, like Telltale was having like a sale, quote unquote, across the networks, you know? And it's like, you can get all of our fucking games and all you have to pay is $100. And that's a deal.
It is a deal.
It's a deal, but at the same time, it's like, oh my god, there's $100 that I would have to plunk down to pay for all the fucking games.
And chances are you've already purchased a couple of those games.
Total. But
yeah,
man, I don't want to say it's like super saturated right now, but they've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they kind of need to pump the brakes. The good thing is that there's at least every month or two, there's always going to be a new episode dropping, which is, it kind of helps with the wait. Cause I know a lot of people wait for the full story to be over and done with in and then jump onto the season pass and get it then.
Yeah.
And I can understand that and everything. So, but I think there's so much now that if you, like me, are really into this genre and you jump, and you want to go episode to episode and don't mind waiting, there's so much if you pick up on every series. Mm-hmm. That every month or two, you're going to get something new out of one of the stories that are circulating around. So, but on that same notion, episode 2 of Telltale's Game of Thrones just dropped, and,
no spoilers.
No spoilers whatsoever.
Are there boobs in it?
There are no boobs.
I'm out.
Here's one of the things that I'm actually surprised about because, they're really trying to emulate the feel of the HBO show. With a show that's as high quality and as good, I mean, there's no argument that Game of Thrones on HBO is one of the best shows on TV right now. But it is, there's only so much Telltale can do to emulate that, and I think they do a serviceable job, but very few intricacies are missing. And, Jason was kind of like maybe making like a sideways joke about the boobs, but honestly, I was kind of expecting that. I was like, okay, I want to see something. We know they can go gore and grotesque with The Walking Dead. We've seen them do that. So we know there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. There's going to be a lot of violence. I was actually surprised that in the first two episodes, there isn't any type of that.
No self-shaded titty.
No nudity or anything like that to really kind of emulate the show, because that's a part of the show. It really is. Yeah.
Well, there hasn't really been any parts in either episode that would kind of make sense to have titties all up in your face.
Even in the show they don't. It's actually kind of gratuitous. And I'm not saying like boobs all over the place, but sex is kind of used as a way of showing, distributing.
I guess
power
what I mean is there's like horrors and stuff like that in the show. Yeah. There hasn't been anything like that in.
No, like you haven't visited a brothel to where you would be able to see
where
that.
No, you'd actually see that stuff.
So yeah, granted, that's the case. And you spend half the time playing the game as kids, so you're not going to experience that with them, probably, hopefully. So.
Then things would get weird.
It would get a little bit weird and everything. But no, but overall, it's really, really good. I personally, I'm in a minority. I enjoyed, episode 2 better than episode 1. And I'm definitely in the minority there. I think episode 2 is probably one of the strongest endings of probably any Telltale game or episode to date. It's a really, really, really strong finish, and I think you'll enjoy the hell out of it, Jeff.
I'm going to play it all tomorrow. I usually play them in like one sitting, so I plan to do that.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, I can't break up those sittings. It's an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. Really enjoyable. And the one thing that they do well that's compared to the Game of Thrones TV show, aside from doing the intro, which is really fun, but they really do a great job more than any other Telltale series to date with the pacing. And that's what makes the Game of Thrones show so good, is that, whoever character that they're focusing on in the show, mm-hmm. they do a good job of, okay, breaking the scenes apart and just keeping the story going and going from one scene to another. And they do that really, really, really well, and especially in episode 2. You're given a good 20 minutes with a character, you move on to another one, and then you'll come back to that character again. So a lot of jumps to different scenes that are happening with everyone. So really enjoyable. Again, great finish, Jeff. No doubt you're going to love it. So.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Yeah. I love that series. So but I don't care if it's not like super exciting or it doesn't end like a similar fashion the first one does. I just love the characters and stuff in that world. So
cool.
Be good.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, that's it for me. Christopher, man. You're the
anchor.
I don't
have anything to add. I've got Game of the Year stuff and I've got Destiny, so that's it for me too.
All right.
So we can
do news then?
Yeah, we can go straight to news. So what's going on for news, Jeff? What do you got?
A couple big ones. This one's kind of gets me in the feels a little bit. Sega is downsizing quite a bit. They moved out of San Francisco, which apparently is like, I think it's the same building Jason works in or close to it.
Close to
it. Located. close to it. They've been there for years. They're,
definitely not the same building. That would
No. Yeah, close to it.
Maybe they should bring games out like PSO2 or something. That would be smart.
I mean, something that people actually want.
Yes!
Weird. There's a huge market for Phantasy Star Online right now.
Not a huge market, but it's free to play. It's already translated. Just put it out.
I'll buy 5 copies of that free to play game.
Hell, I'll give them $100 to bring it here.
Yeah, I would say.
So they're downsizing
buy the add-ons for $100 for that.
All right.
Your turn.
But they're downsizing to mobile and digital PC stuff only. So they're getting out of the console business entirely.
Makes a little sad.
Seems.
A little sad.
Directly, though, they can technically still license out their IP, which there's still hope for some stuff that people really like that can
maybe they
could
license Sonic and someone will actually make a good Sonic game.
Sonic, I can guarantee you Sonic will still live on in consoles. Cause for some
absolutely.
Fucking reason,
there's no way Sonic is going away.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a Telltale series.
No. Hey,
a
man.
Telltale joint.
There was an RPG, remember?
There was, yeah. Yeah, there was.
Was there?
By fucking BioWare. Yep. Yeah.
It was on the DS, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, yep. It was on the DS.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
The game was pretty
cool. Not really that long. That was
apparently
it was
pretty good.
That was after we started the podcast. That was after we started the podcast.
Definitely, yeah. It was like 2006, maybe 2007.
So,
the other thing, Sony Online Entertainment has been sold off. Sony sold them to a company which I can't remember what the name of is. Kind of a funny name, but then they renamed themselves. Oh God, I'm going blank.
I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Somebody,
somebody handful of games.
Their favorite SOE game.
Yeah, it affects what H1Z1.
PlanetSide does.
PlanetSide.
Really well.
It affects a handful
EverQuest.
Of games.
EverQuest.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
I don't know. I don't know anybody in my life that plays those games. Mm. And
me neither.
No, neither do I. But me apparently, PlanetSide.
EverQuest,
PlanetSide,
DC Universe Online.
I'm
DC
sure
Universe
huge,
Online.
But...
That's right. I don't play them. I mean, I don't. I've never. I played. I think I played the beta for PlanetSide when it came to PS3. I think, and I was like, "Yeah, it's a
Daybreak Game Company."
Yep,
that's it. That's it. Yeah. Yep. So, what this means is those games are now actually probably going to go multi-platform, as per the CEO tweeting, "Hey, yep. We can't wait to basically make Xbox One games." And the it's going to be weird. I don't know how people are going to care, especially for stuff like EverQuest, but PlanetSide might do well. But and DCO actually, you know what, DCO does well for Sony. Like they
just decent.
A lot of people
too.
Play DCU. Yeah.
I've downloaded it a couple times.
I dabbled in it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that's all right.
I can't get into those games. They're all online multiplayer, like basically MMOs. Basically,
that's what it
I
is.
Can, yeah. But yeah, and I can see why Sony's probably like, well, I might as well sell them off because obviously they're not doing that. Well, I guess.
Well, the last big thing they had to bring over was PlanetSide. So once that got to the point where they could put it on PS4, I don't know. I guess they just, I don't know what I think of that. As long as they're, you know what? As long as they're still making games and nobody's losing their job, I'm okay with it. Whatever.
Yeah, which it looks like it's not. They're basically selling the company to,
right. So bring PlanetSide to Xbox One, you know, get more people involved into the game.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think
you're
doing another EverQuest too, but
yeah.
I've never played EverQuest in my life.
I haven't either.
So I don't even know if I've even seen it.
It's one of the first. It's like, what is it, like the first MMO or something like that?
It was the first big one, yeah, for sure.
I played EverQuest Online Adventures.
Which one was that?
That was for PS2?
Yeah, PS2.
Is that PS2?
I remember actually getting sent a disc and feeling so fucking awesome. It's like, God, this game isn't out yet.
Yeah, the only thing that I've ever dabbled with in EverQuest is Champions of Norath, and that was Heroes of EverQuest.
I remember
that.
That
is not
an awesome fucking game.
Yeah, that was not.
That was awful.
It was an awesome game, dude. That was a fantastic,
compared to, like, the Deadly Alliance games, they were pretty, I don't know. Deadly Alliance? Yeah, what was Deadly Alliance?
Fucking...
Kind of three-quarter top-down stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Diablo. Yeah. It was the Diablo
pretty
wannabes.
Much kind of Diablo-ish, yeah. But yeah, so that happened. Also, this is kind of weird. It's coming out of nowhere today. There's no rumors, leaks, whatever, but Zelda is getting a live-action Netflix series.
From Netflix?
Yeah.
Is Netflix actually producing it? I mean...
I don't know. It's
producing?
I want to see Nintendo... Did Nintendo come out and say that, hey, this is happening, or this is kind of like some stuff that maybe leaked?
Official.
Or it's official?
It was on the Wall Street Journal. They don't
okay, there you go.
Wow.
You can't get any realer than that. Now it sounds great to me, man. I like
the
sound
of this. If
Netflix
is actually producing it and it's like their talent, then because Netflix has, to be honest, they have not
some good
swung
stuff.
And a miss yet.
House They're cards, knocking like, it out of the park.
Orange is the New
House
Black.
Of House of Cards is apparently really good.
Orange is the New Black is really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Dude.
It's really good.
That's a great show. It's really, really
I'm interested.
Great show.
I'm like, this is weird, but sure.
This could,
it's gonna,
it could totally work.
It's going to be way better than Halo Nightfall. That's for sure. That was the biggest piece of shit ever. I don't know if I talked about the show, but
is that bad?
Oh, you need to watch it for how bad it is.
Really?
Like, it's god awful.
Is it available somewhere, like besides Xbox One?
No, it's on, I don't know, actually, to be honest with you.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm sure that's going to rank up there with Powers when it comes out for the PS4.
I don't know, man. The trailer for Powers looks kind of I don't know. It looks kind of good.
Like, you read the comics?
I'm not putting any stock in that, but
I have not read the comics of Powers. Are they pretty hot?
Yeah. No, it's a good series. I was just worried that you were like, okay, Powers, I like that fucking series. I want to see it live action. Apparently, I haven't read it.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Good.
I have not.
Well, the fact that Netflix is doing it, that's got it. I hope that means something. So.
Yeah.
That's
I
pretty
guess
cool.
We'll find out. Yeah, that's pretty
I wouldn't
that
mind why. If it's done right, I don't see how they're going to make a character like Link not talk. Because I don't know what Nintendo feels about that shit. Has he ever spoke in any game? Besides a shitty 3DO.
A word or two, maybe. Not 3DO. Philips CDI.
That Zelda guy is fucking awesome, and I can't wait.
The Zelda guy? Yeah, Zelda guy's awesome.
Yeah.
He also spoke in like the animated series.
Zelda
from the
and Metroid are two of my favorite characters. The what?
The animated series from like the '80s. It was on the Super Mario Brothers show, or whatever the fuck it was. Captain N.
He was the one who had that belt with the
dude. That show was epic.
Controller
Power was.
Watch it now. It was like 3 frames of animation.
Oh no, I know it was horrible, Jeff. I'm being completely facetious. It's okay.
Yes. But that's it though. That's it for the news. Those are two big ones: Sega and Sega Sony Online Entertainment.
Yeah, I saw some
going in weird directions.
Like the Sony thing branching off. That's not a big deal. I think that's one of those things. That's like, all right, more people get to experience those games. Great, that's good. But the Sega thing,
I think it was honestly
hit me in the heart. You know.
Yeah, the Sega thing sucked. The Sony thing is more of like, I think it's like because when they're owned by Sony, you have to fund it, and those games aren't cheap to make because they're massively multiplayer.
And I don't think
like,
they're
you know
really
what,
doing
take it.
That well either.
I'm pretty sure PlanetSide and DC Universe is actually doing pretty well.
Really?
Like, we don't play them. We don't know people play them. But then again, I don't know anyone who plays League of Legends either. But that's the biggest game.
I know people that play League of Legends. Hey, so. If you're out there and you play PlanetSide or DC Universe Online, drop us an email. So let us know what you think.
All 36 of our listeners,
please write in. That's right. All 4 of you. if any of those 4 listen, play one of those games, drop us a line. Love to hear from you.
Yeah. Fuck Sonic. Mm-hmm. Up with EverQuest.
Fuck Sonic. All right.
That's it. Let's take a break.
Yes, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Game of the Year, new releases, and a new question of the week. Actually, I have a couple of emails, too, so we'll do that. So cool. Stay with us, and we'll be right back. Yeah. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff.
Fuck all y'all.
Jeff.
Fuck all y'all right now. Fucking hate you guys.
Jeff,
fucking
can we fight less this week?
Don't like the shit I like. Fuck you. Fucking love you guys.
Be objective.
Be objective. Can I say something real quick? Like, if you guys tuned into the show last week, you saw us at our
worst.
Which is actually at our best, because we were arguing like brothers, like fucking compatriots. Yes, we do love one another. And yeah, there were some.
If we were in the same room, there might have been punches thrown.
Probably. Maybe. But that's what brothers do, because we love them.
That's true.
I would have punched the fuck out of all of you guys.
Not those.
But the second you see blood, then you're like, oh shit, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I love you.
Yeah, and you hug it out. It's like, yo, mom loved you more. No, mom loved you more. Yeah, that's what we do.
Mom loved you more.
But yeah, we do love one another. And yes, we get a little heated on the show, and I apologize for that. But
no one apologize. There's no reason to apologize. This is actual conversation that happened.
No, yeah, this is real. This is the way we do the show.
There's no reason to apologize. Okay. Don't like it.
So here is what we're doing today.
All right. This is, God damn it, Chris, go.
Let's get this over with.
We are taking our top 10 from last week and putting them in order to crown Indus Game of the Year 2014. And the 10 games
February
are
in February of 2015.
That's not important. The games are
DICE just did their shit like this
yesterday.
That's right. And I know that Shadow of Mordor got a lot of awards, but it was Dragon Age.
Destiny
Dragon
cleaned.
Age.
Dragon
no,
Age
Destiny cleaned up, dog.
Dragon Age got Game of the Year. Did Destiny get a lot of awards? I didn't know, to be honest with you.
Destiny won like three big ones.
Like, one biggest disappointment.
Online experience.
It was way more
sounds,
than necessary.
Yeah. Biggest and, Halo ripoff. No, I'm just kidding.
How can you be a Halo? How can you be a ripoff of something you've made?
That you've made.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So here's the top 10 that we're going to try and put in order. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, which I think might
Number
be
10.
The first time Call of Duty has ever appeared on our top 10.
Since four. Since four.
South Park, Stick of Truth, Bayonetta 2.
Great game.
Mario Kart 8. Mm-hmm. Shadow of Mordor. Mm-hmm. Dragon Age. Mm-hmm. Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. Sunset Overdrive. Mm-hmm. And Titanfall.
Fuck yeah. No, I'm just
so
he's like, fuck yeah.
So
I
that
did
is
it.
What we are
Titanfall
going to
made
try.
It last week? I forgot.
Yeah, yep. Titanfall did make it.
I saw the list, when we pulled it up, I was actually surprised. Oh, shit, I didn't think Titanfall made the list.
Forza to put that back in there.
Oh, that's right. Forza and he swapped it out for Titanfall. That's right.
All right. How do we want to start this, guys?
What are we going to cut from this shit? Like, Jason, if you were to pick one game that doesn't...
No.
Don't say deserves in the top... It deserves in the top 10. That shouldn't be in the top 5.
That should not be in the top 5?
Yeah.
One, or can I pick a couple?
No, just one. Just one.
See,
to start.
I
feel
you're
looking at that list.
I feel like I have like a top 5 in my head, but nobody is going to agree with me.
No, I kind of do too, but it's like.
Chris, say yours.
I think I know what yours
is. Okay, so I'm in no particular order. The games that I think.
No, don't say what it should be in top 5. Just say the one you want to cut right now.
The one that I want to cut out of the top 5?
Yeah. So obviously you have your top 5 in your mind.
It would probably be first out the gate would probably be Call of Duty, but that's only because
Okay.
Yeah, I concur. Look at that.
Sign me up.
I don't have a problem with that at all. I really don't. Looking at that list, I will put that. I enjoyed it. No, I don't even know if I did enjoy it more than Destiny. I just thought it was the best Call of Duty since 4. So, I have no problem.
And that is saying a lot. So that, I mean, it's important to mention.
Yeah.
That is saying a lot because all of us played Call of Duty 4, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
I saw it.
Sure. Yeah.
You saw it. Okay. So
you watched it. You heard of it.
I actually played it. That's the last Call of Duty that I played. So I guess,
it's the first one in what, 6 years that's made it on our top 10?
Yeah. Since 4. So
God damn, we've been doing this a long time.
We have been doing this for seven plus years, guys.
Yeah, so get Call of Duty out of there. Just delete that shit.
Like,
Call
I
of
remember
Duty.
The
well,
discussion.
No, I'm not
going to
delete it. Are we only going to order the top 5?
Yeah.
Say order the top five.
Okay, so yeah, order the top five. Yeah. So these are the top 10 games, and we're going to order the top five. So Call of Duty is out. What
Call
else?
Duty is out. Bye.
I have one I'm going to say just because Hearthstone's fucking awesome, and I know it technically came out this year.
Jeff, shut the fuck up. Really, keep moving. It's really been out for like a year and a half.
I cannot
agree.
I don't give a fuck about that. I cannot agree. No, fuck you. Yeah, no, this is the first opportunity that we've been able to give this game props, and this fucking game is amazing.
But did we not give it that last year?
No, we didn't. We talked about it.
No,
we were like, can I throw something in here?
Because
can I throw something in here? So here's my thought. So we've all played digital card games before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, for sure.
We've all played them before.
And has this not been the fucking best one that you've ever?
Nothing has come close to Hearthstone.
Ever. Thank you.
Nothing has come close.
Okay. Well, don't
I'm just getting defensive, man. I'm fucking building a fucking wall here. I'm not ready to take Hearthstone off
this list. I've been playing this game for like more than a year. Like,
me too.
And that's the thing is like, I don't really play it that much, but I understand that it is, that what it has done. It is really changed the way that online card games are looked upon. You know, there are people that never played like collectible card games ever in their lives that are like, Hearthstone is fucking awesome.
I totally agree with you. I'm just going about it. Technically, this game came out in 2013. Technically, you can play it on iOS or Android. Oh, but, dude, it was open. That's when I was playing.
Beta is not technically fucking released.
We did not give it props last year.
We talked about it last year. It's like next year when it finally fucking releases.
That's fine. Okay, right. Guys, don't get mad. Just, for the record, that wasn't me, Sean. Everyone on the internet, I did not get mad there. Look at the defenses in there. So,
be objective, Jeff.
In
hopes to continue the conversation, I will go as much as I like the game. It was number 7 on my personal top 10 list, and I know Jason and I both enjoyed it. But when you compare it to all of the other titles that are on here, and even though I haven't played a couple of them, I can see the merit in them. And as much
Don't
as I enjoy South Park,
see, I was going to stick, I was going to say keep that on there, but
when I compare it to the other things that are on here, when I look at Dragon Age is there.
God.
God damn. I really like, you know, it's between that and Mario Kart 8.
So
in terms of my next one to drop,
I would get behind dropping Mario Kart 8.
Why?
Because I really don't think much has changed. It's still just Mario Kart.
It's super fun, it's beautiful looking.
It is super fun. It is beautiful looking, but it's still just Mario Kart.
I'm just being the thing. It's like, advocate here, Chris, but you didn't even know there was fucking drifting boosting since N64.
So what does that have to do with it? Let me tell you something about Mario Kart. All right. This is something that we kind of talked about. Mario Kart is the epitome of a racing game that in a lot of cases, in the majority of cases, it's better be lucky than good.
I played a lot of it and I won pretty much every single race.
You're right, because you knew the tracks. If you know the tracks, do you have an advantage? Luck. Okay.
Chris, let me finish.
Jeff, am I correct that if you know the tracks, you have an advantage?
That's the true about 100% of games that are out.
That is true. About 100% of the games. So how is it that I easily came in first place on a track that I had never played before?
For one track?
It doesn't matter, dude. The fact is that I got lucky and I came in first place. It is better to be lucky than good.
I don't think it's a luck thing.
I don't think it's a luck thing because you get the right stuff. And the person in first place.
Talking so fast.
And there were so many times that I was in first place and you just, you know, it's about luck.
Twice,
how many times you get hit by turtle shells and blue turtle shells and all that stuff.
My point isn't that. Mm-hmm. My point is you didn't even know that Mario Kart had drift boosting since N64. So to make the statement that you said that it hasn't changed much,
Chris,
you
I don't think that matters.
Really
Chris, if you were
that,
pulling that luck out of your ass like every other fucking race, I think you would have a leg to stand up. But
no, I wouldn't because, Jason okay, so let me bring something else to the table then. You know, as great as the tracks were, I still don't think they hold a candle to Sega and Sonic All-Star Racing.
Oh, I totally disagree.
The tracks are
what?
Better than that.
Fucking crazy.
They shine a flashlight at one another. They blind one another. They're like, oh God, you're so awesome.
You're crazy. And
the other one's like, oh, you're pretty fucking cool too.
I'm not even going to argue that. That's so asinine. But
how can you possibly dismiss that? When the Golden Axe track is completely different on all three tracks. On all three laps.
It is, but the game itself is not even, doesn't, it,
the game
I like
itself
Sonic
is the same,
All-Stars Racing.
Pretty much.
It's not.
Except there's no
it's
blue
so
tater
much,
shell.
It's much so, it's slower moving.
Transformed is not as good as, the first one.
And I can't remember much of the first one, but I'm just saying, yeah. First of all,
we shouldn't
this
be talking about Sonic All-Stars
Racing. I don't even know what we're talking about, but I mean, like, Chris, you played it, like, literally for one day. And I'm playing Devil's Advocate. I have no problem with cutting Mario Kart 8 because it is, I don't think it's like,
but not
to the
for
game
your
list,
reasons, damn it.
It's just, I don't think, he played it for one day, one fucking day, and he's gonna sit there and say like, cause it hasn't changed? You didn't even know it had drifting or anything.
So what?
All the shit that you knew about,
apparently that didn't matter much because I still did pretty well.
You won one race.
No, I won three races.
Oh, sorry, but you won three races out of 16.
So yeah, I won three races out of 16 for someone who had only played it for one day, Jeff.
Yeah.
I only played it. How many hours have you put into Mario Kart?
Wasn't that fun?
I won three races. I had only played it for one day.
That was
fun. It
was
great. It was, no. It was fun as shit. It was absolutely a blast. It was absolutely a blast. So, but my point is that it's still just Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Granted, it is the great Mario Kart. It is still just Mario Kart.
Are you saying that
I have no problem with cutting
it? Are you saying that it's dropping off your list because maybe it doesn't have the legs as compared to the other games that are on this list?
Why it should be cut are totally... It doesn't hold water.
How does it not hold water? It's the same game.
No, because Chris, you didn't even know what the differences were.
What does that matter? Who gives a shit?
Because
you
didn't.
And you admitted. Okay, so I told you that the last game that I played, the last Mario Kart that I played, was Mario Kart 64. You told me today that when you played Mario Kart 64, that you didn't know it was there either.
No.
And you didn't know it was there until like the DS one. So how can you tell me, because you didn't know it was there in the N64 one either. I haven't played one since then, so how am I supposed to know that?
First of all, calm down. Why are you getting so excited?
Why are you pointing out that I didn't know this? What does that have to do with anything?
Chris, you're seriously getting way too excited.
Okay, that's fine. What does it have to do with anything?
Because I'm going to say this calmly, because when we were playing yesterday, you did not know any of the changes that were made from Mario Kart last time you played it to this one. And
What did I not know?
Let me finish. The boosting of everything, jumping, going around a corner, like the drift boosting.
There were two boosts that I didn't know were there. The jump boost and the going back and forth while you were drifting.
The drift
and
boosting.
I helped
and
you
that's
out
it,
with that right? and you had a better time.
You had a good time when you were like, okay, my point is your argument to cut it was it hasn't changed since the last one. But if you didn't know those changes were there, and we told
it's changed
quite a bit. And
but it doesn't matter because even when I wasn't using that, it still just felt like Mario Kart.
And it was still fun.
Let me interject here because I think I'm same with Jason. I'm halfway in your corner, but I think you're missing more of your argument and just saying that nothing has changed. I think a lot has changed. I think gameplay, it plays better. I think the game runs smoother. It is better looking. All that does come
into the pot
when discussing Game of the
Year.
That's
going forward
but
in console generations.
Yes.
I mean, that's...
Yes, but what I want to hear from you is not just the flat statement. And I think Jeff is not arguing with you. I think Jeff just legitimately wants to hear more than just it hasn't changed. But what I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, I think the issue is that at the end of the day, it's Mario Kart. And all you're doing, you're picking a course, you're picking a tournament, and you're just driving around in circles. Not technically circles, but that's really not what it is, though. The legs, but the legs aren't there. It's like you're doing it, it's a good social game, it's fun, it plays well for a social game, but compared to the other things on this list that are more engrossing experiences,
regardless, the thing that got me the most is that in a lot of cases it felt like it was better to be lucky than good. And that's
but
just,
this is my counter.
I don't care about
that,
the
Chris.
Skill factor involved. Like really,
it's not skill factor.
No,
yeah, but,
I'm telling you guys that it was a load of fun. It was a lot of fun.
We can distill it down. But we can distill it down to like, oh god, was it luck? Was it fucking skill based? Does anybody give a shit? I mean, because we're having fun, right? So
but my counter to Chris was because Chris won't let it go. Is that if it was just luck? It wouldn't have just been me and Jason 1 and 2 the entire time, except for the few that you won first.
Except for the fact that I hadn't played the game for more than like an hour.
Yeah, and you won three.
But races. I won three races. That's what you're not seeing. I won three fucking races. Okay. I shouldn't have won any.
Chris's precious coin, Jeff.
I should not have won any.
Yes. Because a noob
who's
never played.
I'm glad you did, and you had fun.
I did have fun.
Jesus Christ. So if you didn't win any, Chris, you would have rage quit 5 races in.
No, I would not have.
Okay, Chris, let me tell you a little story. Chris, let me tell you a little story. I want to hear your argument past this, and we can just take Mario Kart off the table. Already we already know it's going to leave the list. But when I, the only time I played Mario Kart 8 was a night of gaming with our friends, the Hardimans, when I visited, in August and, had a great time with it, loved it. Played that one night of playing it, put it in my top 10, plopped it right at number 6?
Yeah,
on my list? Five. Put it on number 5 on my list because I enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed it that much. I won, we probably did about 10 races maybe, 10 max. I won almost every single time. It was my first time playing Mario Kart 8, my only time playing Mario Kart 8, it was the first time I have ever touched the controller. Wii U.
Yeah.
So are you saying that I got
But you
lucky?
Probably play the DS version?
I played
the Wii version?
I've played a lot of Mario Kart in the past, so
you
I
understand all the stuff that
the concept,
it's not
it depends, I understand
so,
how to
so
play
Travis,
it.
Yeah. It depends on
it's
how much
luck.
The Hardimans played it.
But
how
no,
much did
because,
they play
no,
it?
I'm pretty sure they played it more than me.
You only said you only played it for an hour, Chris, so it shouldn't matter how much they played it. Right? Because that's our whole argument. You played it for an hour and you won 3 matches. So it doesn't, if Travis won every one, and you're saying how much did they play
everyone.
It and they didn't win any of them?
But if they only played it for an hour, then it's...
But you won, so if the luck comes in, they should have won like 4 or 5 matches.
Jeff, you're completely missing my point. If you if you know the tracks, you have an advantage. Is that correct?
Travis has never played the game.
I did not know. I had never touched.
If you know the tracks, you have an advantage. Is that correct?
100%.
You knew the tracks a lot better than I did. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
I still won 3 races. So the question is, how well did the Hardimans know the tracks? How well did the Hardimans know the tracks? If they didn't know the tracks yet either, then obviously it's a dead heat.
But
they didn't win though. That's the thing, Chris. You're not getting it. It's like
I am
Travis
getting it.
You won all
I am
those.
Getting it. Would you stop telling me I'm not fucking getting it? It's the same goddamn thing though. They're all on level playing field. You and me are not on level playing field, but I still won 3 races.
3 races, not cups.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I won 3
Chris,
races.
You've also beaten
you should have killed me on every of them. All
and
you
probably, I've lost to people in Street on, Fighter that hold, have like never played Mash and hold shit. On. It's gonna happen, Chris.
Chris is drilling into the ground that he won 3 races, and I still don't understand whether or not he's is that a positive thing or is that a negative thing to you?
Know,
I don't understand what's going on.
Because he was very bitter from it when he was losing.
Chris, you're good at video games, buddy.
It is a fun game.
No, you cannot.
There is more luck in it than any other racing game out there. Period.
Probably. But,
that's not consistent. You take it how you want. I'm just stating that. You
I know, but please tell me if it's a positive or negative thing. I don't understand.
Take it how you want. It's not either. I'm stating a fact. This racing game has more luck involved than any other racing game out there. I am
stating that. For winning 3 out of 16 races.
Who gives a fuck how many races? I am stating a fact. There is more luck in this game for the
more
people that play
it. More would mean more than 50%. So you won 3 out of 16. Awesome. We're we knocked it off
Jeff,
anyway.
What does
so
that
fine.
Fucking have to do with anything?
You said it has more than luck, Chris. More
it has
luck.
More luck than any that other racing game. Let me ask you something, Jeff. Fucking Jeff, let me ask you something. Do you think
you
if we play...
So
shut the fuck up and let me talk. Do you
Jesus
think...
Jesus Christ!
Shut the fuck up, let me talk.
For the record, I am not the one getting angry here.
You're right, because you won't let me finish a fucking sentence. If you and I played Forza Horizon, do you think I would have won any races at all? Do you think I would have won?
Probably not.
Probably
but
not.
But you can't say more luck when you win 3 out of 16. That is not more luck.
If I win on a track that I have never played before, if I win on a track that I have never, it doesn't matter what the percentage is, Jeff. The fact is that I won a race on a track I had never played before.
Yes, and you got.
It doesn't
lucky.
Matter. I mean,
that's fine.
Yes,
it has
I got
luck.
Lucky.
You're
that
a gamer.
Is the point,
yes,
Jeff.
Chris,
that's
you can't
the
say
point.
It. You understand.
Okay.
You understand,
God damn it.
As a gamer, you learn to adapt with different video
yes.
games.
And all I'm saying
and
is
you can
you
adapt.
Can't say it's more.
No, you know
you
what? Let's
a lot
fucking move on
games,
because
you
guys are not
games.
Even listening to my point. So let's
no,
move on.
No, we're listening to you, Chris.
No, no, I
you
am.
You said you won 3 and you said it takes more luck than skill.
No,
if it took
I
more
said
luck
I,
than
no, no, no.
Skill, you'd win
I am
more
not
than
saying that it's more
16.
Luck than skill. I am not saying it's more luck than skill. I am saying that it is as much luck. It is more luck than any other racing game. That is what I'm saying.
Sure. It definitely has a lot of luck, for sure. Mario Kart's all about that. It's all about kind
it's
of
all
balance.
About what's
like,
your
role
when you hit that question mark box.
True, but it was consistent. Jason and I were 1 and 2 pretty much the entire time.
I don't think that is true either.
That is 100%
true. You guys were, I mean, there was, like, the cups we played, how many cups did we play? 4 cups?
I honestly
cups?
Wasn't
or,
trying,
Jeff,
I was just having
you won, like,
time.
2 or 3
I
of those
won
cups.
3. I won 3
here,
out of the
here,
4,
Jason,
but
you
Jason's
won 3 out of the 4, and, you know, all of us were in, like, the top 5 of the cups.
I just remember bitching each and every one of you guys. Like, every time I got
hit
by something,
by
I'm like, oh, fuck you, Jeff.
Yep.
All in love.
Well,
all,
yeah, I mean, that's
fuck
Mario
you,
Kart.
Chris, all in love.
That's Mario Kart. That's the way it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Still don't know your stance on it. Like, you're trying to cut
yeah,
it off the
it.
List.
Oh, my God.
But you're all...
Well, it's all... I have no problem with it being it off.
I'm taking a break.
It's Mario Kart.
I'll be back in a few.
I thought you just took a break.
No, I didn't.
No, we just took a break.
To
we're keeping it go.
And now I grab a cigarette.
Wait a second. You can't take 2 breaks.
I'm taking as many as I fucking need. No.
Okay, well then, let's see. Which one of Jason's games we're going to knock off while he's on break?
I will cut your fuckers if you cut Hearthstone.
Bayonetta. Hearthstone's gone.
No, Hearthstone stays. I will fight for that.
I don't even like... Right. That is not my genre, and I fucking dig Hearthstone.
No, I think Hearthstone's awesome.
That game is good.
Where do we go next?
I would.
So, what do we think belongs on this list? Can we?
I would honestly.
We...
Yeah, I'll just do it right now. Titanfall. I think there's 5 more games better than Titanfall on this list.
Okay.
Dude, burn it.
Okay.
Made top 10. That's all I care about.
Your point was made.
Yeah, if we were ordering the top 10 after this week, I was actually going to fight for Titanfall to be higher than a few games. So,
yeah.
Like,
right, personally,
so,
I put it before Destiny, but that's not going to work. That argument.
I.
That's not going
to
work.
See.
I think the next
Chris,
one.
It
is
not
coming.
Time to have that conversation.
Do not even go to Sunset. Sunset, no. Fucking
no. I'm
Sunset
not taking Sunset off. I will not take Sunset off because I am still. I'm still. Upset that I don't have an Xbox One so I could play a Sunset.
It's gonna come down
I'm like waiting. I'm waiting for them to say, it's coming out on PC! And then I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna jizz in my pants on that day. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna have to
or just
my
buy mind. An Xbox One, dude.
Okay, we can't talk about prostate exams, but you can talk about creaming
your jizz
your
over
jeans.
We went a little
come on,
far.
Man.
We went
come
a little
on,
far
man.
With the prostate exams, Travis.
Should we just wait for
much.
Jason then? I don't think we should go further without Jason, because Jason's like, he's played all these games.
Okay, he's played all these games,
except
so I'll wait
maybe,
for Jason.
No, he's played South Park.
I love you guys. I love you guys so much.
Yeah, how are we at 1, 2?
I love you too, Travis.
We only have to cut 2
and
more
I love
games,
you too, Jeff, even though that we just had an argument.
That's fine. It's good. You just suck at Mario Kart. It's fine.
Obviously, I don't suck at Mario Kart because I did pretty good for not playing that one for more than an hour before we started.
Chris, 3 out of 16 is not very good, buddy. It's not very good. That's like 17%.
It's pretty good for someone who'd never played the game.
Yeah, true.
But so you guys can kiss my ass. Yeah. So
at that skill level of Mario Kart, yeah, I guess that's good.
I mean,
it's a win.
Make a toddler happy.
All right, I'm gonna play Mario Kart to death, And then I'm going to show you bitches how
dude,
it works.
Main that shit. Just go up on SRK.com and look at like Mario Kart top tiers.
Who's top tier in Mario Kart?
Can I tell you?
I have no idea. Honestly, I have no
Can I tell you the secret? I have learned the secret, and I told Chris and Serena Hardiman this when I was playing Mario Kart 8. It's fucking Koopa Troopa.
Really?
He's the fucking, he's a magician, dude.
I was using Yoshi.
Christ, dude, Koopa Troopa.
I like Yoshi. Yoshi's always been my go-to.
Yeah, Yoshi's pretty awesome.
I've always, in my, ever since SNES, I've always gone with just OG Koopa Troopa. Ever since, just from the beginning. And I have been, Hardiman called me, he's like, Travis, you're not very good at most of anything I could ever think of. But he's like, you're some sort of idiot savant when it comes to Mario Kart. I am insanely good at it. I don't know why. In terms of skill,
and,
it's and probably
will,
my best
I will
game
say this. There
is a lot of skill to it, Chris, to be honestly.
Oh, no, no, no,
like,
no.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're, don't get me wrong.
There is a lot.
There is skill involved in Mario Kart.
But
it is still the racing game that
turn.
Has the most luck.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many times was I, in first place for multiple laps and all of a sudden I got hit by like four things and I'm in sixth? How many times did that happen? That happened like, that happened at least six times.
Yeah, but that happens to everybody though. I went.
Yeah, I know. That's the point.
It does happen to everyone.
That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. It's a lot of luck. It has a lot to do with what your opponents end up getting from those question mark boxes.
Is that fun or
and
no,
how you?
Or...
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's what Jason wanted.
No, I love the game. And what I was trying to say before we moved on, is that if I had played Mario Kart 8 before this week, it would have been on my top 10 last week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Take that
and
as
Jason,
you
by
there's
the way, we're
time.
Cutting Hearthstone. No, I'm just kidding. Let's keep all that in there, by the way. That was all a good conversation.
Can I throw one out that I'm probably going to get flamed about? I might get it.
If you're thinking about Bayonetta.
I am thinking about Bayonetta.
I saw
you're
your
gonna
cursor
put Bayonetta
on there.
Before Destiny?
Yes, I kind of am.
Dude, we have a lot of, fucking fun.
Oh, this is...
So here's the deal. I'm not gonna fight for this one. Okay, I'm not gonna fight for it. If you guys want to keep it on there, that's fine with me. But and as much fun as Bayonetta 2 is, it still feels like just more Bayonetta. And that's all I'm gonna say. It's still a fun ass game. It looks beautiful. Bayonetta is gorgeous. I think it's hilarious.
This all
I
sounds
think
great.
It's an awesome game.
This sounds great.
If Bayonetta 1 had come out this year and it was the first time we had ever said it, I would say game of the year. But because it's just more of Bayonetta 2, it's more of Bayonetta.
A really good endorsement.
More of Bayonetta, I'm not sure if it belongs on the top 5.
That sounds like a really minor slight against a fucking fantastic game.
Okay, that's fine. I am not going to argue for this. If you guys want to leave it on, we'll leave it on. I'm not gonna fight for this one, dude.
Corners, to be honest. Like I talked about it last week. Like I think it's
you had issues.
Yeah, I have
with
issues with two.
A third of the game, which is significant.
I liked one better,
but that was because
I have
like,
to abstain.
The first one
without
was like held
it,
in
so.
Such high regard in our state.
Huge.
I will say this. Like yesterday, and that's one of the reasons that I'm kind of not fighting for this at all, is because I've only played like the first six or seven chapters of it. I haven't beaten the game.
So you're at the boring part right now.
Is that right?
It's the middle part of this game that I really had an issue with. The beginning I loved, the ending I loved. Like, first third, awesome. Middle third, last third, awesome.
Well, what I was gonna say is that, like, the first few chapters, I played with the gamepad. And I seriously-
Oh, like the actual the big one?
Yeah. I seriously did not enjoy that experience at all. And then I got a pro controller. So the last, like, I spent like 3 or 4 hours straight just playing it with the pro controller. And I was like, this is what I am talking about. This is what this game is about. It feels so much better. I'm like, and you know, I've actually argued with someone that said that the gamepad is like the best controller ever. And I'm like, you're fucking ridiculous. You're nuts. You're nuts. It is not. But
okay, so
you know,
Jason, did you have an issue with the middle section
I
of the game?
Like,
with, the,
like small parts of the entire game, but they were like minor nitpicky shit. Like I didn't like some of the characters. Mm-hmm. It's like
I mean, the game
it
is
may
great.
Not have been as good as
it plays.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was
good.
Still fucking fantastic overall.
So,
and especially in comparison to a lot of games
that yeah. were,
mm-hmm. So
granted,
do you guys
I
think
may not have liked it as much as the first one. So really fucking like head and shoulders above a lot.
Who sure. here has played Dragon Age to completion?
I have.
Yeah. So Travis?
I have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's here has played it, period? I played it.
I played it. I put about 40 hours into it.
What would you rather have, like, between Bayonetta, Destiny, Dragon Age? If you were to pick one off the top of your head.
If I was going to
say which
one?
One's going to... Yeah, if you were like, this is, has to be on there.
I would probably keep Destiny. And so Jeff, I understand Jeff that you're not a fan of a lot of what Destiny does, but the argument
I'm not arguing against Destiny right now.
I understand.
Dropping Dragon Age, to be honest.
Was Destiny brought up? Because I just heard Dragon Age in Bayonetta.
You said Destiny,
drop
right?
Dragon Age. I said which one of the three
Dragon
because
Age.
That's the three that would touched on. But I would honestly like as much as like people think I hate Destiny for some weird reason. I don't. I really liked it.
You just had expectations.
Yeah, and I played more.
And you know
not
what? Everybody
unrealistic
had expectations.
Expectations.
No, they were totally
right. No,
not at all.
See, that's the thing.
No.
It's like, I think that the way that, so, Jason, when you guys were talking about Destiny on Giant Bomb, I think you guys hit the nail on the head. This game should have been in competition for Game of the Year the entire time.
I was rooting for it.
Yep. They did not meet the expectations. Like, they didn't even
which
come
were,
fucking close.
Exactly.
You know?
Which were not
even,
super high fucking expectations,
they
actually.
All they had to do, I mean,
things to be
they,
nailed. And
all
they didn't.
Dude, they could have just put like three or four more cutscenes, three or four more story cutscenes, and had the Grimoire cards, like, available in the game, and it might have been a much better experience.
There would have been a
you
few.
Know?
Less bullet points to bitch about, but there's still plenty more to fucking bitch about.
There's a lot of bitch about, but
the thing I will say about Destiny, the thing I will say about Destiny is that, I didn't get it. Okay. When I first started playing it, I didn't get it a whole lot. So I still loved it. I still played it because it gave me that PSO feel, but it's like,
when you get
that's
to the
thing.
End
it's
game,
like I got to the end game the first time around.
I never even got close to
and
that
I didn't really
changes.
Get into a group that did a lot of that end game stuff, right? So then the expansion came out, or I'm sorry, the DLC. That's not fucking an expansion. That's fucking ridiculous. That
Let's
they,
be real.
They call that expansion.
Let's be real.
Bungie, fuck you.
On
Bungie,
the
fuck
disc,
you.
By the way. It was a 65 meg download.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's Bungie. That's Activision.
Yeah, I you know what? I think you're right on that one.
You're probably
but,
right. Yeah.
So once the DLC came out and I started playing more with Travis and the group that he's playing with and we started doing the raids, like
the fun group, that's like it's
it,
dude,
it
we
is
played
a ton
what's
of
a
fun.
Game we played it, like Jason, Chris
I get,
and I played.
I get
it was
that.
A really bad game. And we actually had fun playing it though.
Oh,
it was
fucking
a shitty game.
It was a first person shooter.
What was
it was
it?
A
yeah.
On PS3.
Don't you dare say
Haze.
God damn
Haze.
It.
That was
no,
it.
I had the
Remember
worst
that
time
game
with that.
Was so fucking
dude,
bad.
Did we just bring up
on,
fucking
man.
Did we just
no,
bring
but
up
it was
Haze?
Terrible, but it was fun because
really?
It was one of the first games Jason, Chris, and I played together. And it was.
But it wouldn't have been fun. It
says nothing
for
about
four
the
months.
Game.
Oh, God,
yeah.
No.
Like, Jeff, that, no,
that's
the thing. Yeah. Jeff,
that's my point, Jason. That's my point is.
What I'm getting at is that the best content in Destiny is the raid content. That's what I'm getting at. And you didn't get a chance to experience that. So,
I played
yeah,
the
real
played the
game.
First
oh, did you play the first
the
raid?
Real
yeah.
game.
Did you
I
finish
played,
it?
Yeah. No, I got halfway through. Didn't play, finish the whole thing.
Oh, dude, you finished that first fucking raid. Dude.
It's
a great
pretty,
experience.
It's pretty epic.
It's,
I'm gonna,
it's really good.
That, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the main reason that I even put Destiny on this because yes, the story content is not stellar.
Oh, non-existent.
I don't know. It's
not non-existent. It's like the most personality you get out of that game is when you go to.
I wrote a better story when I took a dump at work today.
That's
like,
probably
that's just...
accurate. You know what, Jeff? That's probably 100% accurate. But like when you go to the Reef and you start talking to the Awoken, that's probably the most personality you get out of this game.
And it's not saying much, right?
No, it's you're absolutely right. It's not saying
Let me interject just for a second. We've got fucking Bungie.
No, dude,
hold on.
As much as you want to.
Like, we've got Bungie working on a fucking title like this. I don't think it unfair to hold them to a certain fucking standard. As far as like producing a fucking quality video game. And there are so many things that are fucking substandard, that are fucking abysmal, that are just fucking embarrassing. That,
like what?
So many fucking things.
I think Chris and I are, in terms of the people who play it, we can speak to the issues Okay, go ahead.
I will not discount anybody having fun with the game. I will not discount that. I understand that. I fucking respect it. But there were a lot of fucking things that Destiny just like completely fucking shit the bed. And I've yet to find anybody that will fucking disagree. Does that not factor into like, you know, is this a
give
game
an example.
Of the year experience?
Give an example.
Yeah, I need an example because I mean I see this as a great game.
You've had fun with the
I
mechanics
view it as a
of
really
game.
Really
yeah,
great fun.
Granted. How about the class system?
But it's
system?
More than that.
The class system
is fantastic.
Is it
because
excuse
you
me?
Need to fine. You need to experience the raid content.
The raid content
really
how,
is
how,
just
how different are these characters from one another? Seriously.
When you go into a raid like Crota's End,
if you go into a raid like Crota's End,
but that's
the key person in that raid is the person who is bearing the sword that actually does the
and
damage.
And the best
to
one is the hunter
it
because
is,
they can turn
is the
invisible.
Hunter.
And one of the things
so,
that they can do
so
is they can go up
thing
to the
in their like schematics.
It's not minor.
There are four separate abilities that make you turn invisible, and they're all key and crucial. When I am my Blade Dancer, which is the subclass that goes invisible, I do really really well at handling the sword. On my alternate characters that I play when I do the raid, I don't do very well at all. I actually stay away because not just the class that I am, the subclass, I don't have those leveled up to do it. So I shy away from being that sword bearer. So not just the classes. Yeah, I know at face value, it does seem like every character plays exactly the same except when you pop a super
like 0.0001% of the time.
That's what I'm getting at is like such a small
no,
percentage
but at the
of
point
that,
game, that at the point in the
that.
Game, yeah, when you're playing the story content, yeah, that does seem that way because you're just running and shooting. I can get that, and that's valid. But like Chris and I are saying, when you get to those raids, the small intricacies between these classes
change.
20%
the difference between a Titan bubble. The difference between a Warlock's flame grenade, the solar grenade. In the first section
that's
of Crota's End is
huge
difference. And at the end of the day, it's just a grenade. In the story missions, it's just a grenade. It just does damage to enemies. But in this, it is.
But yeah,
it's a,
but look
it's a
what
tactic.
Jason's saying in the
you
overall scope of the game. You're talking about 10% of that game.
Which Chris and I are speaking to is that you don't really get into the game until you reach that end game. That's the crux.
And you can reach
Destiny,
that end game,
that end game
so,
content
so
in like
then
30
why
hours
Final
at most.
A day. 13 that everyone says everyone, Final Fantasy 13 after so many hours is awesome. And we all said, fuck
you can literally reach. You can literally reach the in-game content playing Destiny in a day. You get through it really quick. I've leveled up 3 characters. You get there in a day of gaming.
That's a long time. A day is like 8 hours. Are you thinking like 8 hours?
Not 24 like hours. I'm gonna say probably in between eight and 11 hours, somewhere in between. Depending.
So you're
on
saying
how
out of 11 hours, you get to the end game, which, by the way, that there says something when a game gets.
But the gameplay in between is fine. You're still getting that good Bungie gameplay.
Yeah. Let me give you guys an example here. Okay, so before, and this is a conversation that I had with Travis, before the expansion came out, before the DLC came out, this is not expansion.
Yeah, don't call
if
it
I
an
say
expansion,
expansion please correct me.
But they did. Like, Bungie did.
My internet
if I say expansion,
is going through the wire right now.
If I say expansion, please correct me. Before I played the DLC, I put about 40-something hours into the game. All right? Mm-hmm. And I was level, but by the time the expansion came out and I started getting all the gear, I was level 31, right? After 40 something hours. Travis had played it for how long, Travis? Like days?
Like I'm clocking in like 12 days right now.
Oh my god,
now.
I was joking.
No. At the, no,
Jeff,
no, no, no.
You
at the time,
were on point,
at the time
dude.
it was less than that though, right? At the time, it was only.
Of course, yeah.
At the time,
like,
it was like
three or four or 5 days. So I had only put on like 40 hours. So
please tell
now,
me.
If I look at my time right now, I'm at like 6 days of playing.
Oh my
Jesus
god.
Christ,
that means
Chris.
Fucking game
yeah.
of the year.
That's,
yeah.
Totally. That means that you guys fucking... have not experienced what's great about this game.
See, that's like saying, Chris, you haven't experienced what's great about Street Fighter because you don't know how to do an FADC. Because you didn't have to practice how to do that shit.
But I do know how
it's
to
like,
do that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, Jeff, I do. As a matter of fact, I did one and canceled it into Super on you during online play. So, just saying.
Okay.
I've dated / met a lot of women in bars, and weeks later, maybe got a fucking hand job out of it. That does not mean it was a good relationship. By any means,
it was fun for
that time that I'm getting that hand job. That was pretty cool.
Come on, man, that's too far fetched. Yeah. Come on, okay.
Let's just go forward.
Let's just go forward with this
Can
list.
Just saying,
let's get rid
I'm
of the hype. Let's get rid of the hyperbole. I'm sorry.
That moment when I was ejaculating in her fucking.
Let me throw something out there.
So cool.
Okay, Travis, you know about this. You guys say there's no difference in the classes.
There's very right? little
not,
difference.
That's one of the
things.
Not
black and white.
There's like,
no, but there's
the,
very
so here's
little
the deal.
For a
Crota's
long
End.
Time.
Crota's End, the
which
the
you
raid.
Have to have DLC for, you're which talking. You have to buy. That's not the initial game, but
it,
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Forget that.
It's not the point.
So we're talking DLC.
Crota's
please,
End.
Please go.
Crota's
please go.
End. I'm talking about classes here. It doesn't matter what the content is. I'm talking about classes.
Okay.
Crota's End. There is a group of six people that ran Crota's End without firing a gun.
Oh, fuck.
And there is
Damn.
Only one class
game
that could
year.
Do that. There's only one
game
class that could do that. It Stamp doesn't, it. No, I'm not saying that's game of the year. I'm saying that there's a difference in the fucking classes because you guys are
there's
brushing
a
it off.
That's what he's trying
you guys
to
are brushing it off and you can't.
Dude, first of all, Crota's End is DLC.
No,
that's
you can't
because
you haven't experienced
played
it
enough. I haven't
Chris,
fucking weathered through the fucking 40 hours of bullshit storms to fucking form an opinion on this
and
bullshit.
It's DLC. It's not even part of the initial game. That is a downloadable content, not expansion. DLC. That
the
happened.
Content doesn't
That's
matter.
Not-
the content doesn't matter. I'm talking about the classes. There is a difference in the classes.
I don't understand how that makes a difference in the classes though, because they didn't fire a gun.
Because no other
it's
class could
they
do that.
The skill set.
No
to,
other class
yeah, they
could
have
do
a
that.
Skill set that allows them to do that.
So there is one broken thing about the game, and they exploited it and beat.
It's not broken.
I don't
they
see how
they
that fact
they use the what that class is strong at. Now it's the defender subclass. And they, you know, they used that defender subclass and they showed what that could do. They went through that entire raid.
For with
using,
one class.
There were five people that were defenders and one person Different. That was a striker.
So four of the same and one other one?
Five of the same and one other one, yes.
So how does that describe any kind of difference in classes?
Because ABC. No other class could do that. Because
no other
and
class,
no other class would be able to do
so that. So what do the other classes do then? So they can't mix them up and be like, hey, here you go.
No other class could get through that raid without firing a gun. That is not possible.
Can you guys reel it in for a second? Like, how much of a variety between the classes at the like low to medium level?
Low level, not high level,
low, even
like raid shit.
Low, medium,
no,
high,
I,
not
no,
end game.
You're right
not
about that.
End game.
You're right about that. Yeah. And low to, but that's the thing. The low to medium level is only like 15, 20 hours.
That's a lot of, yeah. no, Chris, that's a lot
a
of fucking
time.
That's a lot
you know
of
what?
Fucking
time. We made fun of Final
you
Fantasy
guys,
13 for
Okay,
forever
so, so you guys don't want to decide what this game is at this point.
Yes,
okay?
I do.
If it's a shooter,
it's
if it's
bullshit.
A shooter, no. Let me finish. If
yeah.
it's a shooter,
it's a good point.
If it's
a good
shooter,
point.
Then it's a shooter that you can easily get 20 hours out of.
Sure.
All right. But there's not enough content for people.
Right.
If it's a fucking MMO, there's not enough content for people.
Right.
Well,
and that's
what
kind of what
this
they touted
game
themselves
to be?
Of being.
What do you want this fucking game to be?
Exactly what they told us it was going to be.
What it was going to
well,
be.
Well, I'm sorry it didn't result in
I'm sorry
result
that they
that.
Promised us something
you.
That they did not fucking deliver on in the slightest.
And
not
I,
even close.
No, they didn't.
Even they admitted
and I,
that. Even
no,
in, like,
they didn't deliver
they
on the content. The only thing, the only thing they didn't deliver, you're right. The only yeah. thing they didn't deliver on is the content.
No, there's
but the,
no,
the
there's
story
more than
content.
Okay.
It's
like what?
Mission
like what?
Variety, character variety, story concept. There's a fucking laundry list
of
things.
How many missions
have
you run?
Not deliver
well, everything's supposed to be crazy.
How many missions have you run? I mean, that's the thing. It's like,
and how different are they going to be if I kept running?
I had no problem with the mission variety, personally.
Really?
You know, the well, only
mission,
the
there
only
was
issue,
no variety.
The only
there
issue I
like...
had, the only issue I had was the lack of story content.
I cut
that was
that
the biggest
fucking
issue.
Really,
game
Chris,
off like a
like...
fucking virus because it was bullshit. I'm sorry, and I'm glad. It... Like once again, I do not want to discount the fun that you guys had. I've played a
the
lot of fucking like shitty games in my time, and enjoyed the hell out of them. That's my own personal preference. But I will not fucking go to bat for those fucking games.
I'm going
to
rewrite, Chris, like you were so down on Destiny when before you jumped into the endgame shit with other people.
That's right.
You were
I
very,
was.
Very
and
much
then
down
then I experienced the endgame and I realized, you, oh, look how good this game is.
If would you play that endgame stuff with randoms?
No.
Then that's saying a lot.
I don't think it is.
You're playing it
but
because
it's not
of
the
point.
No,
it's
you about,
can't.
It's
okay,
about,
so you're playing
that's what
with,
Friends
here's
List
the thing.
Is for.
You
I mean,
can't play that endgame with randoms.
No, no, but if you could, would you play it with randoms?
Probably.
Is it fun enough
Maybe.
On its own, like a pickup group doing those raids?
Depends on the group. Depends
Jeff,
on the group. I'll be honest. It
Jeff,
depends on the
if
group.
You had to play, okay, I'm gonna take it to another extreme. If you had to play Street mm-hmm. Fighter
with, I play
with nothing.
Randall.
With nothing but randoms, and you couldn't play with anyone
that's
that you
totally
know.
Totally different.
No, that's the same fucking thing you're saying. If we had to play with,
I would still play.
But
it.
You would not play it. But Jeff, you would not play it as much.
If that was the only option,
you would
I
not play it as
I
much. I don't think that.
I think I would.
The game is built around a community. It's made to be built around playing with people.
And we're not saying that this game doesn't have issues, because we do. We know it does.
It does.
And we talk about the issues all the time while we're playing it. But the fact is that the end game is ridiculously fun. I mean, I'm trying to show you guys about how much different it is, because, listen, Jeff. If you were on PlayStation 4 and you were playing with Travis and I in our group, you might still play this game.
See, I don't. Okay, this is weird because you guys think if I'm playing with you guys, I have a group on Xbox One that literally play it fucking every day. It's a good friend of mine, his cousin, his brother. They play. They literally do the same shit you guys do. They do the fucking raid on Tuesday, and I just don't want to play. One, why? Because I don't have fun playing the game. It has to do with playing with you guys. Versus them. They still play it every fucking time. They have like full raid party to do it. I don't do it. Reason why? I don't think the game's fun anymore. After I put in my initial 40 hours, I'm bored with it. I'm like, I don't want to redo the same shit over and over and grind for helium fragments and shit like that and do all this stuff to upgrade shit. I don't want
to
do it.
Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore.
It has nothing to do with playing with you guys on PS4 versus whoever on Xbox One. It has to do with, I just don't think the game is fun. At the end game, at all. I was like, maybe they changed it, I don't know, but the fact is they didn't change it enough or in time for me to give a shit about it. And I was like, I've tried the raid, I was like, this is not fun. We sat there and played like the second...
Oh shit.
Vape.
I'm good,
vape.
Don't worry about it, we're good. Yeah, it's hitting like a champ tonight.
It has nothing
tonight.
To do with playing with you guys. It honestly doesn't, because I have people I can play it on with on Xbox One that do this shit just like you guys. They're religious. I make fun of them all the fucking time. All they fucking play. I just, after I finished the story content, main content, and I had to wait for the raid content, because at that time they were barely there, and I was like, this is just not fun whatsoever. So it has nothing to do with who I'm playing with or what system it's on.
And that's fine, and for the sake of continuing the conversation so we can get down to this top five, I will state that I am not, and I think Chris will agree, I am not prepared to move Destiny
off
this
list yet. Well, are you
prepared to
get, what about Dragon Age 2 then? Dragon Age 2. I'm just saying 2 because there's a 2 next to Dragon Age. It's not Dragon Age 2.
Let's see. On this list, we have
Destiny. I thought it was boring.
South Park.
I put like 35 hours of that shit. I think
we can talk about Dragon. Let's talk about Dragon Age for a second, because like, Dragon Age is
by the way, take off. Okay. Oh, I'm looking at the bottom one. was going to take off Titanfall, but it's already.
Okay, Dragon Age is tough because I thoroughly enjoyed that experience. It's my favorite Dragon Age. Out of the three.
Without bringing up the bad points about it, like, what did you really enjoy about it?
Sure.
Oh, man. I love the missions. I love the combat. I love everything. The only thing I don't like about this game is, like, having to go to town and talk to everybody. It's like,
without bringing up the bad stuff, tell me good shit about Dragon. Seriously.
Dude, the mission variety and the actual combat of the game, I loved every minute of it. Okay. Loved every minute of it. And the variety and the characters
I will say this, because I think Jason's question had a means to an end. There was, as much as I did like Dragon Age, and it ranked up there really high on my personal list, number three, in fact, there was something, and we can, I guess, have a discussion about expectations, but you expect a company like BioWare with each iteration of their titles to improve and improve and improve. There was something that was missing, and I couldn't put my finger on it, and maybe you guys can assist me with this. There was something, like, Mass Effect has that something that just makes it special, right? Like, it feels like the complete package in terms of a Western RPG. And there was something in this game that was missing for me. I don't know if it was kind of like a main character that didn't seem organic, or whether or not, you know, aside from one or two really good characters, the other characters are not very interesting. I mean, there's one character who's not interesting at all until the very end, at the end of the credits, and it's like, oh wow, this character is very interesting now, but the game's over. There are things missing. So I think it would be fair to begin a conversation regarding whether or not Dragon Age Inquisition could drop this list.
Quite that deep in it. I really was just looking for bullet points. Are these, you know, positive bullet points, you know, overpowering over any negatives? Yes, but I had a few very negative bullet points that just steered me away from this game. So I'm anxious to hear, like, you know, what was extremely positive about it. I really don't want to get into, like, the nitty-gritty or the fucking picky shit.
Sure.
I think it boils down to story and characters and combat for this game.
I can dig that.
The only issue that I had with it is that, you know, you go into town and you have to run around town and talk to everybody.
And that was kind of
annoying a little bit, because in Mass Effect, yeah, you sure you had to do that, but you were in a much smaller area, and it almost seems to me like Dragon Age should have. So, do you guys remember? So, actually, I'm gonna talk directly to Jason right now. Jason, do you remember in PlayStation? Fantasy Star Portable. Yep. Fantasy Star Portable. You went into towns, and everything was menu driven, and you can just jump from person to talk to person to talk to straight from the menu, rather than having to run around and talk to everybody.
Was it convenient? Yes, but was it immersive? No.
No, I agree, but in something like Dragon Age, there's just so much that I'd rather it all just be from a menu. You know, really? I'd almost rather it be that way, because that way I could get that shit over with very quickly and get back to what's important, which is going and fucking killing shit, you know?
Dungeon Fighter Online was like that a lot too. Like, you complete a mission and you don't even have to go back to that character. It's just like, you just, a mission complete, you accept it, and you get your rewards and your gold and your items right there.
That's true.
Let me jump in and establish.
This is what I'm going to throw up.
Hold up. Go ahead. Did you guys play much of Dragon Age 2?
No, I only played one.
I played the shit.
I didn't play Dragon Age 2 at all. I didn't play it at all.
Played through it like three times, and it's probably one of the most hated fucking games out there.
I dug it. a lot.
There were a lot of fucking problems with that game, but yeah, I really enjoyed the combat and stuff like that. And like,
so you feel our pain with Destiny is what you're saying?
Not at all. Nothing. But yeah, I am more than willing to forgive a handful of missteps if you know the core elements, and I do say elements in plural.
Well, I was gonna say that's the plural form. Argument. Yeah.
But as long as they're good. But and I'm hearing that
I think the core Dragon elements Age, of Dragon Age. Yeah, I think the core elements of Dragon Age
is the way that the structure of the missions are. I didn't like it. How you had to be.
What do you mean?
You had to get like earn points to open up the story missions and do that stuff. And it's like some of the side missions were boring.
I got overwhelmed with some of the side mission stuff. And
you're not really, you're not.
But,
so I'm sorry, Jeff. You're not really the type of completionist that would play Dragon Age.
Oh, not at all. If you're a completionist, you'd probably love that shit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like I fucking loved that shit because I was.
Yeah.
It's like I walked into that first big map. I spent like 8 hours there just like doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I did not like that first area.
Oh, God, I had no problems with it at all. I was like, sweet.
The hinterlands. Yeah, I
wandered that place for 8 hours.
Yeah, if you love that shit, it's done really well.
Yeah, I could see where it would actually entice some. Not me.
Yeah,
not
I don't think I'm ready to.
I think it was.
I didn't get it either.
Well done.
But
what was more your point on Dragon Age 2, though?
Seriously, it was like I want to hear about the major fucking bullet point. I was a big fan of like actual one. Dragon Age 2, right? Like I really enjoyed combat. I really enjoyed the characters. I really enjoyed their fucking storylines.
It was the more Mass Effect-y of the
trying to streamline that shit, but they did to a fault. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of repeating environments and stuff like that. So there was a lot of nitpicky shit that turned off a lot of people. It didn't turn me off in particular, but
me neither.
I was trying to gauge where you guys were. Yeah.
So basically we're at a fucking draw here for this too.
A Dragon Age, like, I'm like a toss up. Like it is not on my fucking top 10 of the year.
Jason,
at all.
How much are you on Bayonetta 2? Like how much it's you.
That was my number 2 or number 3 on my list. Like I
on
really
your entire
fucking
list.
I guess what I would ask is,
I will
is
cut
is
him
Jeff,
off.
South Park.
I would ask Jeff if how much are you on Sunset?
I am 100% that is not getting cut. That's my last one. That's in my thought. Like, no, Sunset Overdrive is fucking awesome. Like, it's original. It's more original than Dragon Age. It's more original than Bayonetta. It's more original than Destiny. It's
and I'm gonna take a back seat to this, and I'm gonna say, Jason, what do you think?
I think the gameplay fucking sucks, Sunset Overdrive. But I like the originality. I really do. I like the gameplay overall. But I think the gameplay fucking sucks.
I think the gameplay is so good. Nope. I think it's awesome.
That's terrible.
I just don't like the learning of convoluted controls.
It is
kind of
convoluted for sure. Like it's
like
you have to get
I even
muscle memory
had
for
an
that
issue.
Definitely.
I have an issue with games like
but
that.
You didn't
I'm not
play
sure
it
if it's
though,
similar. I could be. I understand, but I do get the concept of what it takes to kind of hone your skills in that.
It's a learning,
and
for
it
sure.
kind of gets it kind of gets overwhelming for me. That's kind of why I really gravitate towards like Telltale games because I like being told a story. I like learning
Travis
about characters.
Like menus.
And that game doesn't
well,
have.
Well, I was gonna say
that game doesn't.
Well.
That game doesn't have.
No,
it for
Sunset's
me.
A Twitch like it's you guys
like
know
as good as a game as like double a DMC.
Like I wouldn't
is.
Put Sunset over other as, stuff that's on here. I'd definitely put it in front of Destiny, Dragon Age, and maybe Bayonetta 2. The other
I
ones, I don't
quite
know.
That far,
I never.
I did
South
actually
Park is
like overall there, enjoy but... my time with Sunset Overdrive. The combat, the mechanics did not fucking gel with me
See,
at all.
See, and
I think
then we're
like
totally
a...
opposite, so they kind of cancel each other out. Because I think they're fantastic. Once you get used to those controls, there is no better open world traversal game that's ever been. In terms of like traversing the world and like going
that's
from
a
traversing
really
Shadow,
big
Shadow of Mordor. Infamous.
That is a really big statement.
Oh, it's way better than Infamous, dude. Nope. Infamous, you have to. Sorry. We will agree to disagree, but it is. You have way more options to get around the
that
world
is a really, really big
than
statement.
Any of those other games. Than any of those other games, there is no game that has more ways to traverse the world than Sunset. Over Infamous, Shadow of Mordor, or Crackdown. Even with any of those like big open world like superhero games.
I'm not trying to dogpile on you for Sunset Overdrive. If you fucking dig this game, you fucking dig this game. That's great. And yeah, I have not played Sunset Overdrive. But with the sheer amount of different powers that you have and each have genuine ways to cross the populace in that game world in Infamous.
It still doesn't compare to Sunset Overdrive. You can get
how big is the Sunset Overdrive map?
What does that have to do with anything?
You know what?
It's pretty big. It's not small.
One big,
but it's not
one
huge.
Big like fucking boon to the Sunset Overdrive, the fast travel stuff. Whenever you fast travel somewhere, you wake up in a porta potty, and you walk out and you
throwing
up. That's fucking awesome.
It's pretty funny.
I love
it. I just think like I'm not ready. Sunset cannot come out at this point. There's no way. And this is where I'm gonna pull the card of like Travis and Chris have never played it. Jason has played it. And
we're definitely on opposite sides of this. Like, you love the mechanics of gameplay and stuff. I hate that shit,
I love
the fucking originality.
What I'm saying is, if anything, Jason, can you admit that it does more original things than Destiny?
Yeah, totally.
Dragon Age, and possibly Bayonetta.
Yeah. I love the fucking game. I hate playing. Exactly.
You don't like the mechanics.
Yeah, I really don't.
Mechanics are what.
That's where I stand.
I don't think we're ready to cut Sunset right now.
I will fight for it. But
I'm ready to cut Bayonetta though.
Nope. I'm ready to fucking stop my recording and fucking log out of Skype.
The thing is, I am. Okay, this is where I'm going to play my objective thing. I've never played South Park, so my thing is coming out with South Park or Bayonetta 2. Because.
Shit.
I have never played South Park, but I've heard nothing but good things.
Yep, it's great.
People are telling me, like, you guys have even told me, it's like, even if you don't like South Park, you'll like this game. And it's like,
I would not recommend
really?
This
Really? I
this
fucking
game
hate South Park.
Yep.
I fucking really? Hate South Park. Would I really like this game if
I don't
like South Park?
You
no,
would?
If you fucking
nope,
hate
I,
South Park,
I'm on borderline
and
I
like
hate fucking
game.
South Park. I'd love to.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not a... I don't go out there and actively watch South Park. I wouldn't say I'm an active South Park fan, but I did enjoy this and thought it was humorous. Oh. But if you fucking, quote-unquote, fucking hate South
you're
Park...
You're not going to like the game.
You will not like this game. Because
it's
an episode of
like
South
fun,
Park
you're not
that you
like
interact
Sunset
with.
Overdrive.
I think that was a jab at Jason. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it might have been.
I think it was a jab at all of us.
No, you guys can't play.
So Jason, let me ask you. What are you willing to fight for on this list?
Mordor, of course.
Well, that's a given.
Mordor's not going anywhere, dude. Mordor's the one thing that everybody agrees on.
I think that's the one thing. Like, to be absolutely honest, God damn it. I don't like Hearthstone. See, then Jason's gonna get mad. I'd honestly cut... I can't cut Hearthstone. You guys argue about it. I don't know. I know. Well, you can't have three games you're gonna kill us over. You gotta give up one of them.
I'm gonna kill all you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you gotta give, baby.
It's like...
Wait, let me just
I would
refer...
give up Dragon Age. I think Dragon Age should be off there. I don't think that deserves it.
Yeah, like I said,
I would give up Dragon Age before I gave up Destiny. I will say that.
If that's the case, though, Jason, I mean, that's still not one of your games. Jason, you gotta give up something, man. You've given
Jason's
us three games.
Jason's gotta give up
nope.
South Park or Hearthstone or Bayonetta.
You gotta give up something,
it's
man.
Like, well, Bayonetta's great, but to me, it's...
I can't give up...
It's such
it's
high
still
Bayonetta.
Just more it's, Bayonetta. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, but, if Bayonetta 1 had never been... No.
But if it's good,
but if Bayonetta
like,
1 had never been
that's
released, then we'd be talking Game of the Year right now.
It'd be Game of the Year.
It'd be easy. It'd be fucking easy. But the thing is that... It doesn't seem like much has changed
Speaking
between
of,
one
Bayonetta
and two.
Two is fucking
so
easy.
It hit like
shit.
Almost like 90% of the fucking high notes that an amazing fucking game hit a couple of years ago.
Well, according to Jeff, it hit 66%
at the high notes.
Dude, I gotta tell you, like Mr. Flying Squirrel, he's annoying as shit. I just want to smack him.
Yeah, I get infuriated every fucking time I see him on screen. I really
do. I'm like, but can I'd you please like, go I mean, away okay, and just leave me alone?
If we're gonna go by what we're cutting stuff off from this list, like what we've done, Infamous, Mario Kart, and what was the other one? Forza Horizon 2. We've all cut because it's basically more of the same, but still awesome.
Yeah,
I think Bayonetta
that's true.
Fits that bill.
I think they. I think
oh,
Bayonetta.
Let's just
I
throw
I
more
that
under that pile. Shit.
Jason, strongly, you got it. You have strongly to, you have disagree. To think about, you have to think about what you're willing to fight for. Are you willing to fight for Bayonetta 2 over Hearthstone?
Yeah. Because
are you willing to fight for Bayonetta 2 over South Park?
Yes.
Pick one, dude. You gotta figure one out, man.
Gotta pick.
You gotta pick one.
Why are all of a sudden my choices on the fucking cutting block?
Because you have the most on.
Oh, because you've given us like most, three games that you're like
the most.
Most reasonable just, fucking choices on this list.
Dude,
because
Jason,
I'm like,
if it was up to me,
I have the best.
If it was up to me, I would hack Destiny off that shit right off the top, but it's not happening.
Good
we're
luck.
We're not no, winning that argument.
No,
we cannot
you
win.
Guys have.
Good luck.
You guys have. Just because I have the most on the list does not mean that I should have to go. But.
Like, I think Bayonetta 2 is a better game than Destiny. But I don't think that's
I do as well, obviously. But. Yeah. If you guys feel that, like, we should cut one to Jason's because he's got the most on here.
We're not saying that. We're just saying that you have to
Jason,
make a
you
gotta
cut
because...
one. That's what I'm hearing.
So, no, that's not the case. Like that. That's not the case. That's the thing. It's
I've
like
never
the only...
played South Park. Chris, have you played South Park?
I have not played South Park. No.
So Jason played South Park, Travis played South Park.
Right. If we're going on in this list,
Dragon
then
Age,
we should probably cut South Park.
I haven't played it. I can't say whether or not that should be done.
You guys will be kicking yourselves in the ass once you do.
I'm going to play it. I want to play it. I just have not played it. And I'm saying it.
You can fart on people.
It's Matt to the face buttons. You can do it anywhere.
You can fart on people on Fable, and that's like one of the worst
No. You can fart into your hand and throw it on someone.
Okay, that's kind of weird. That's kind of ridiculous.
Cool. Put that back up there. Wipe off.
All right, we're adding South Park back into the mix. All right.
change your mind.
I really want to do.
So, okay, so are we in agreement that Shadow of Mordor is not leaving?
It's a guaranteed top five. Like, okay. That's not going
so anywhere. We need to pick one more game out of this group right here, which is Destiny, Bayonetta 2, Dragon Age, Hearthstone, and Sunset.
My choice is Dragon Age.
Mine is
like, I am more willing
I would,
to give up Dragon,
okay
Age
with Dragon
than
Age.
I am Destiny, that's for sure.
I know.
Sure.
Alright, so we're gonna give up Dragon Age.
Alright.
Dragon
sorry,
Age.
Sorry, BioWare.
Sorry,
can't
Dragon
wait for Mass
Age.
Effect 4.
You're
fucking
number
bugs.
6 at this point.
Right.
Put Sunset at 5. Because you guys haven't played it. Jason doesn't like it.
No. God damn it. I didn't fucking...
No, doesn't like it. Doesn't like the mechanics.
I don't like the mechanics. But...
Sorry. Yeah. Doesn't like the mechanics. I have no problem. It's just that Sunset made it to the top 5. I am ecstatic.
I'm going to go get a beer.
I need a refill.
Oh, shit. All right. Who the fuck did this?
Dude, the second South Park comes on, like, current gen, I'm all over that shit. Like a fat kid on me. Oh, wait, no, that's not what I was saying. I was saying me on a Smartie. That's what I wanted to say. What the hell is that?
That's me making a top five.
No. I heard someone yelling.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm kind of feeling it right now. So.
Yeah, that's what you have when you drink a pint of wine.
I've had a bottle and a half of wine at this point. So, I'm just saying. What am I drinking now? I'm drinking a Sauvignon Blanc.
Let's be honest here. The game of the year is going to Shadow Mordor.
Oh, like I am 100% behind that.
I can't make a valid argument to get Sunset. I honestly can't
make an argument against Shadow of Mordor not getting game of the year.
No,
that's
really
the problem here.
Are we having that conversation already?
No, we're kind of like on break. Like honestly, I know you guys love
we're
Destiny,
not on break.
But
I see. Okay, so you're saying Sunset here, right? Sunset.
Put it at 5.
So I'm willing to put Destiny here.
At 4.
At
that
4.
Cannot be any higher than 4.
It's
lucky it
I don't disagree.
You can't say it can't be anything. I mean
I would
put Destiny. I mean, as much as Hearthstone.
That's what I'm. That's
I mean,
what I'm saying.
As much
like,
as Hearthstone put me on the map for card games,
we're gonna throw it out about Destiny versus Hearthstone. Like it's. I didn't play. I played way more Destiny than Hearthstone. But the main reason I played Destiny is because there's nothing fucking out at that time. That's the main reason.
So I guess it. Well, God damn! How did Bayonetta 2? Get from being talked about being knocked off to being number 2.
Oh, because I started the list.
That's not number 2. It's just... It's
I started writing that list. I put Shadow of Mordor.
Oh, did you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not number 2.
It was like an hour ago.
This is not a definitive list yet.
No, it's all just right. there.
So, all right. So Sunset here. I'm actually thinking.
Sunset get a fucking automatic spot.
It doesn't. Yeah. Sunset is fucking amazing. It's like. It is so well written. It's such a fun game.
I still want an Xbox One just for
Chris,
Sunset.
You would love Sunset.
I know, Jeff.
Like,
I would love it. Because you know what? You're talking about
a learning curve.
Go ahead.
The controls are a learning curve. They're tough. That's like you have to use every button on the controller.
But here's the question.
Once you get it, once it comes muscle memory, you're a fucking ninja doing that shit.
That's the thing. Here's the question. How is the traversal around the city?
The best ever experienced.
And
in an
that
world.
Is what I want in an open world game. So when it comes to an open world game, that's what I care about is the traversal. So, I mean, that's why I argued for Sunset last week.
I got 10 bucks on Chris hating this game for an awful long time.
I think Chris will like it. No,
I'm not kidding. $10 on that.
I got $10.
You got $10 on that.
You're not fucking entitled.
Is someone about you?
You ain't getting my fucking money. Fuck off.
Is it someone? No, I'm not. I'm not.
You will
in
not
on,
like this game.
The
for a
the
long
question
time.
Is someone Chris willing like to it. Buy me an Xbox One so I can try it?
I was just about to say I will buy you the game, and I'm like, wait a second. That comes with a $300.
That comes with a $300 surcharge, there, sir. So that's kind of defeated.
I think Chris will like it.
I honestly think I would love this
game. It's a learning curve, but it's...
Eventually.
I don't know. Like, Sniper Maverick loved that fucking game, and he's like, dude, we had to teach him how to play fighting games and shit like that.
Do you remember how
he
Chris was like
it was
this hating on Mario Kart? Remember that?
Yeah.
He's going to hate on...
like Sunset,
no,
but
he's
yes.
going to hate on fucking Sunset right away. He probably won't now because we're talking about it, but...
Dude, I'm not hating on Mario Kart, okay? All I said was that is the racing game that requires
you're just
the most,
like,
that game is all about luck.
Luck. That game does not deserve to be anywhere on anybody's list.
Jason, you're
a worst
dick.
List.
You're a dick.
That's exactly
Jason,
what I
dick.
Heard. Come with that's what you said.
That's actually on paper, signed, fucking folded, mailed in, done.
Dick?
All right. I love you guys. I
oh
see
my
five
God,
games.
We have five games. Now we have to put Sunset. Oh, wait. Oh, I have to scroll down. I didn't realize there was.
Yeah, we're on page two now, guys. So.
Okay, you know what?
I guess
put Bayonetta above Destiny, Hearthstone underneath Bayonetta. That's our list.
I already had Bayonetta at number two, like an hour ago. I don't know where you guys
have
been.
Oh, did you?
But.
So, all right. So the thing is, we have no problem with this, right? So we have no problem with
no,
that.
No, I don't. I yep. think that's
and,
getting.
And we're okay. So listeners,
well, I don't know, Travis.
If anybody's still fucking listening, which that's if you're
game.
Listening, thank you. We're just kind of talking amongst ourselves on a Google Doc.
No, this is perfect. This is like transparent. This is
I stopped recording.
Down.
So we have
good couple
we have
hours
no
ago.
Problem with this, right? So we have no problem with that one, right?
Sure.
Is that
sure.
right?
Which one? What yep. am I
and we
sure?
have no problem with this one. Is that right?
I
okay,
have
sure.
a small
so
problem
the question
with it.
Is the three here in the middle.
Yeah, just
so
flip
how are
it.
We gonna
just flip it?
Just flip it.
Yeah, I'd go Destiny yep. fourth,
Hearthstone
probably two, and Bayonetta three. That's probably what I'd go.
Bayonetta two
myself.
I can't allow Destiny to go
Destiny,
below Bayonetta. I'm sorry.
And then something
to go below either. What
Bayonetta.
But do you really wait? Destiny go below Bayonetta or yeah. above? You really?
Below.
You think yeah. Destiny's above Bayonetta?
I do.
Oh god!
I've heard a lot of the same thing. Right. Even though Bayonetta is good across the board, but it's more Bayonetta. Even if this was Bayonetta's first year, I'd
but
still
Destiny's
Destiny
only
more.
Good on the
but
low end
not
and not across
the
board. I mean, shit.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
it's like if
subjective.
You guys
I mean,
playing
it's.
With your
I mean, I
people,
think
you wouldn't
it's,
be playing the game at all.
I am enjoying it, even if I'm saying I'm not going to run any raids today. I'm just going to do my progression and do my
but
daily stuff.
But would you do that
like,
without
yeah,
playing
go through it and enjoy it?
People.
I'm so,
yeah,
yeah,
that's the thing. It's like
on a daily basis
so,
without
so,
people.
So Jeff,
that's
you have to understand
talking about.
That like even if we don't run the raid content, like Travis and I always go on and do our bounties. You know.
And we do
we
our
always
regular
do our
stuff.
Regular
we do our
stuff.
We go
like
through our
God,
daily
damn,
progress.
This is
the
like
game
exercise being exciting and fun. Fuck
that's
you
what I yeah, it's I don't know. I don't really care. I have no horse in this race. I'm just if Bayonetta 2 literally goes underneath Destiny, We are a failure.
I'm already failing.
As a podcast.
See, I
it's like,
Jason, your number one is number one.
It's everybody else's number fucking one. Fuck you.
Because no, it's not, because it's not my number one, and it's not Travis's number one.
It's not my number one, no, but it's,
then why is it up there?
I can see what Mordor did for, cause I,
are we gonna have this conversation?
I think Mordor is a great fucking game. It wasn't my favorite of the year, but I think it deserves to be overall. Did a lot of good shit.
I felt, it's just, for a ranger, the character was a little too heavy.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Travis?
I felt the character was a little too heavy. He was too heavy. He was. Batman makes sense. Because this game is Batman. It is, right? Can we say that that's why, Jason, you gravitated toward this game so much? It is the Batman gameplay in a Tolkien world.
Precious.
I mean,
this is the best show ever.
It is. I'm having a great time.
Jeff, I love you, brother. I'm just saying that. I'm just putting that out there, man.
Oh, fuck. I just, you know, Sunset's in stone. Keep that at 5. Whatever. Let's see what I put it as number 1. It's fine.
God damn it.
It's not really number 1.
He snuck in there.
Oh, damn. Why did I open a beer when I have a half a beer? All right,
so I'm willing to put Hearthstone at number 4 and move Destiny and Bayonetta up one.
I'm...
I would see that's...
You got your Bayonetta... Hey, you got your Bayonetta. I know you baby.
You really love your Destiny. I know you do, but... like, shit. Literally, look at it from...
Here's the deal. This is the funny thing. Like, Hearthstone is so high up there. As we're gauging this top 10, as of right now, listeners, Hearthstone is number 2.
Only because it has to be there.
There has been hardly, there's been a fraction of a conversation of why this game is so high up. There are eons and eons and eons of praise about this game.
Possibly 30 seconds about Shadowmoor. And we're putting that...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so so Shadow of Mordor is not being debated because it's fucking the first next gen game to ever come out. I mean, that's just the truth of it. It's like I don't give a shit about graphics. I am impressed with the way they handled like the Nemesis system and like the gameplay and everything. I mean, Shadow of Mordor is just like an amazing game. I mean, it's just fucking amazing. It's the best game I've played in years.
I'm gonna say something real quick, like. I don't think Shadow of Mordor is the best game that I've played in fucking years. Like, I don't think it holds a candle to Last of Us or even like BioShock Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
But
I didn't say
this past year was pretty shitty.
Yeah,
this year and fucking solid game like across the board. This past
basic.
Year,
I can almost 100% agree with that. It is in terms of, cause the game does borrow.
It totally does.
A
lot. And that's saying something.
It borrows everything.
It's borrowed
Nemesis.
A ton of shit from all kinds of other genres and all kinds of other fucking games.
Mm-hmm.
Did it better in some cases.
Yeah. You've seen hundreds of other developers make other games that borrowed.
Tried
like,
so hard.
Tried to like throw everything into a can, shake it up, and it just come out as dog food. But now you're looking at a game that did it
succeeded.
And succeeded.
Did as good or better.
Doing a lot.
And
so
that's totally saying
that's
something.
Why even though I played the shit out of that first section almost to where I just kind of, the only issue was I overdid it too much too fast. And then other stuff was coming out at the same time and I needed a break and I just never went back to it. It doesn't take away whatsoever how great of a game this is. So that's why, even though it was number like 7 or something on my list, it's still, I have no problem whatsoever, not just being above Destiny, but being number 1 for Indus. Like,
overall,
it is a top-notch game.
Yeah,
consistent.
I don't think any of us have really fucking strong testimony about this game being like fucking like over the top amazing. But I think we can all agree that like it was the most consistent, most solid fucking game this year.
I found almost nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
See, the thing about Shadow of Mordor is that I think that like for me anyway, I know that Jeff and I had this discussion on the show, you know, when we were talking about
the difference
this.
Of stuff that happened.
Exactly. It's like the Nemesis system has such an effect on me as a player, you know? And that's really what gets me. It's like that's, and when you, especially when you look at how Shadow of Mordor is on PS4 and Xbox
last
One
gen.
Compared yeah. to last gen. Yes. Exactly, Jeff. Exactly. It's so different. It's so
it's a totally
different
game.
It's completely yeah. different game. And Shadow of Mordor mm-hmm. is like, it's the epitome of when you're looking at what's
it's
out
like
this
if
year.
Destiny
it
had
is
really
the
bad
next
versions
gen
of
game.
Last gen versions. Oh, wait, they're the mm-hmm. same.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, look at Shadow of Mordor on the PS3. That Nemesis system
it's almost not
insanely.
And I'll tell you what,
have
you guys seen how long it takes to load into menus on that fucking thing? Mm-hmm. It's like honestly,
to be honest,
it's like 6-7 seconds.
It was out,
but... It's like 6-7 seconds.
60 something?
Yeah. Just to load into
well,
that
to
menu.
To be fair, GTA 5 takes like 2 minutes to load up on current gen consoles, but
into
you
a menu, Jeff? Into a menu?
No, not in a menu. No,
yeah,
no, no.
Into a okay, so you know the Nemesis menu where you see all the
when you
all
bring
the,
it up and you got
all the
yeah,
generals
yeah.
and everything? Yeah. It takes like 6-7 seconds just to get into that. And then yeah, when you finish what you're doing in there, it takes like 6-7 seconds to get back to the game. That's
all
how
right,
bad
so,
it is.
Yeah, so let's here for the sake of progression, I'm gonna
for
flip the script a little bit
like,
and jump. I'm gonna jump back into Destiny just for
you're
just
gonna
for
put
a quick
that at
second,
five,
just so we can
set sunset and then put Bayonetta as number 3. Cool.
It's not that's not gonna happen, but we will progress a little further so we can nail these down to get to our number. Our
we
top
already
five.
Know what our number one is. We're going 2, 3,
did,
4,
yeah,
5.
So just so we can lay down 2, 3, and 4. It wasn't in our news. I did kind of want to talk about it, but I didn't want to oversaturate the Destiny talk in the beginning of the show. But,
kind of feel sick that Destiny.
They are doing things that are, Bungie, who I'm speaking to, they're doing things that that didn't make me very, very happy. You know, they're trying to keep the game balanced.
That's awesome
people
that they're
can,
doing that now and not fucking last year. What are you talking about?
I get it. Let me just finish it. I'm willing to move Destiny down to 4. Just so we can get this top 5 nailed down. Just because of the fact that they're doing things to the game that I do not agree with. In terms, specifically because, look, in tuning, fine tuning and stuff like that, that does happen. But I strictly play with a specific set of weapons that I'm very comfortable with, that I'm happy with sticking with. But they are not only, there are weapons like the pulse rifles, who no one ever uses because, frankly,
but
they're
even
not
though
very good.
All class-
okay. But not just because of the fact that they are saying, okay, well, let's just buff up the pulse rifles to make them better to match up with the other classes. They're nerfing all the other great weapons like the auto rifles, like the hand cannons. And I completely disagree
they're
with that sentiment. I don't
item.
Think they need
but
to be
no
doing
one
ever
even understand what the fuck that means unless they...
Some
you know
scout
what, the
rifles
fact
are
that
getting,
Destiny
are getting their
top five kudos. And I've...
Seriously.
The fact that
yeah.
I have not really that much more...
I will just because of the fact that they're changing things that I genuinely love about the game, about the weapons that I enjoy and use on a daily basis, whether it's normal story missions, doing bounties, doing raids. Just that's regardless. That's not even
that's
just a sideways
ignorance.
Comment, man.
So
like
that's
it's
fine.
It's okay. It's
fuck?
Because of the fact that it's
oh there we go now I can hear you.
When you start taking away from things that, for me, make the game great, you know what? Now that I see it,
if they could improve like the rate of fire on like one of those rifles, that would change things completely.
Destiny can
play the raid
sit
content, and then maybe you'll get Vision of Confluence, and you'll have a higher rate of fire.
I'm okay.
Fucking yeah.
I'm okay with
told me.
Jesus Christ. I'm okay with Destiny sitting at a number 4 on the list.
I was
okay,
okay
guys,
with it.
So
we can.
I'm
I was
okay,
okay
with
it
this
at
list.
A number 3 because I love you guys. And like I said, I will not discount the fun that you guys have had.
I'd put Bayonetta above.
I don't understand it, but I respect it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it either, Jason. To be honest.
And
I would put Bayonetta above Hearthstone as well.
I do feel a little odd having Hearthstone at number 2. Here's what I want to see. I want to see Shadow of Mordor. I want to see Bayonetta.
Yeah.
I want to see Destiny. Hearthstone.
Okay.
And then Sunset.
Okay. I 100% agree with that list.
Yeah, I can go with
this,
that.
This
I think that's...
feels like us. As
it feels right.
It feels like us.
I don't want to see... Dude, Jason, trust me.
With you. High five. High five.
There are...
But
yeah.
I respect and I love Chris and Travis.
Yeah. It's a fun game. It's a fun game. It's got great mechanics.
It has the best... shooter mechanics that I have played with.
Ever?
It's nice.
I have played.
He didn't even say ever.
Keep in mind.
Sorry, Jeff. Keep in mind. I was going to say, like, really? You don't like Halo? That's Halo. Jesus Christ.
Right. Yes, and I played Halo 2, and I like Halo's mechanics.
Don't like Halo.
So is this what we're going with? Is this?
I think so.
I'm okay with this list.
Is everybody okay with this list?
I will stamp this list.
Jeff got his Xbox exclusive in the top
five.
Some
of them are conceding, and I am definitely conceding.
I will go with this.
This feels like a really good
dude. Jeff, you got Sunset. You were the only one to play Sunset a lot, and you got Sunset. I wasn't giving that shit up.
I was like, fuck no. I'll give up Titanfall. I'm not giving up fucking Sunset.
All right,
this is not a democracy.
That's
so. Our
Sunset's
are
like
we
my,
all
my cool?
I need to hear okays. I need to hear okays. Jeff, are you okay with this list?
I'm okay. I am okay with this list.
Jason, are you okay with this list?
Yep.
Travis,
Destiny number three.
All right,
it's weird.
I'm fine. We're locked in. Jeff, shut up. I'm fine. The indie top five games.
You suckers! You guys are dumb.
I feel kind of dumb.
All right, the indie top five games. Number five.
Can we put Walking Dead episode season two into
Oh, is that
no,
back
we're
in
done.
The mix?
No,
number
we're done.
One.
Forget it.
Number one.
Indie top five games. Number five. Sunset Overdrive.
Okay.
Number four. Hearthstone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number three, Destiny.
What?
Number two, Bayonetta 2.
Yeah.
Number one, Shadows of Mordor.
Or the singular shadow, yes. Okay.
So, the Indus.
Is it a shadow?
Indus Game of the Year, Shadow of Mordor. Is that how we're doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
That's
how
we're doing it. It happened.
It makes sense.
Our game of the year, ladies and gentlemen, is Shadow of
Mordor.
Yeah!
Hey, Travis.
I feel so
dirty. Travis.
What's up?
E fist bump.
Oh, boom. God damn it.
Hey, let's do one of our dancing emotes.
One of four, yeah.
Drinking in, it always goes down smooth.
Short people for life.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
God, I feel fucking dirty.
I'm happy.
I know.
But I said, I do love you guys.
Good. I mean, we have no other choice, right? It's like,
Hey, so we have a couple of emails. We wanted to do the emails. Let's move on from this.
Sure, why not?
Let's move
let's
on
do
from
it.
This.
Emails.
All right.
What?
I love you guys.
I don't have the emails.
I have it on the show.
I love you guys.
I love you too. You're sitting at Destiny number three. Yeah.
Jason and Jeff are going to be pulling in some serious favors later on, Chris.
Oh, yeah, Destiny.
Oh, there's going to be. You remember that time Destiny made number three?
Oh, so much content.
Time to cash in, motherfucker.
It kind of reminds me of the time that, like, Jeff and I fucking pushed, like, which Street Fighter variation was it?
Oh, it was Super. Super.
Chris was like, it's just a fucking expansion. We're like, no.
Fuck no.
No, whole game's different. Changes it.
All right. Gents, I have two emails, and I'm going to go ahead and read those.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
One of them is actually kind of like specifically jabbing at me, so I'm going to have to defend myself here. But
okay.
Oh, I love it.
So we'll go with this. The first email is from Leon Davis, and that
Yo,
is Old Snake 132.
Oh,
LD.
He says, "For the record, you fine gentlemen claimed that Microsoft had no sales that were similar to the Sony Steam sale, and this is actually something that Jeff confronted me about. So I am here to say Microsoft once had a sale going on, and I bought Titanfall." For the season, season pass
really?
For $12 and Shadows of Mordor for $30.
That's amazing.
I don't know
I
what
bought
Chris
Titanfall
smoking,
for fucking $2
but I'm
on
just,
I'm sorry.
I don't know
I
what Chris is smoking, but I'm just saying. So I kind of feel like I have to defend myself a little bit here. So the $12 thing for Titanfall with the season pass, that's fucking awesome. If you got that, good on you.
It's a pretty good deal.
Right,
it was probably cheaper on Steam.
Okay. It might have been Super S theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Shadows of Mordor thing. So depends on when you bought that, because that game came out on retail as low as $25.
Not retail. Okay.
No. On retail, it came out as low as $25.
I bought it. Chris, yeah, retail on.
That was the show that you and Travis did by yourself, and I called you out. You said, no, hold on. Before you say retail, your exact quote when you and Travis recorded was that Microsoft came up with the whole thing about the whole, like, digital download, all this other kind of crap. And you said that, and then you talked about the Sony flash sale, and you said, Microsoft has never done anything like that yet. So what's going on?
Okay, so that goes with what I'm saying.
It has nothing to do with retail. That's not retail. That's
right.
Digital.
That's right. And the PSN flash sale had nothing to do with retail, right? It was all games that you could only I'm not gonna say all, but most of the games that were on there you could only get digitally.
Indie stuff. Yeah.
You know, he's saying that he got Mordor for $30. Well, Mordor is a game that you could get from retail.
But you compared it directly to Steam. You said that they were the ones who were pushing this stuff, but they never had anything close to Steam sales.
Okay, am I wrong?
Not retail, digital.
Am I wrong? I mean, Titanfall had the game with season pass for $12. What else was there?
Can I just puff up for a second and say
I showed you the link because you said Because I messaged Chris too. You said that Sony had all these great sales in the flash sale. Microsoft didn't do anything.
No. Sony had one good sale. Okay, Sony had one good sale, and that was it. I just want to make that clear.
Your exact words were, Sony are doing these digital sales, Microsoft isn't doing any of this. That's what you said. And that's why I said, well, wait a second, hold on. They had a whole bunch of sales during that exact same time period. I looked at the exact sales during that same time period. Okay. They were exactly the same. Like, Dragon Age. Dragon Age Inquisition, $30 on both, $40 on both. The Telltale games, $15 for the season pass. That was the whole point. Everything was pretty much.
But
the
how
same.
Did
no
it compare to what else was on the PSN sale?
The only difference, hold on, the only difference was the Sony sale didn't have any first party stuff. That was the point of when you said in that show, you said that Sony was doing all these crazy sales, but Microsoft wasn't. But they were. You just don't follow them because you don't have an Xbox One.
No, I do as well, and I cannot think of a time when they have, like, matched or, like, beaten.
Not Steam. PSN.
No, even fucking Amazon.
Even that PSN, even that PSN flash sale.
What's Amazon having?
Like, because he's bringing up two games. He's bringing up two games. He's bringing up Titanfall.
Titanfall is a great
deal.
Oh, you guys are
Xbox has been fucking dropping the fucking ball. Consistently, as far as like digital sales,
I will show
sales,
you this right now.
Yep. Bring it up.
The flash sale versus the Christmas sale. They were it was all third party sales. It wasn't actually them.
Right.
They were the exact same.
What did they
price
have on sale, Jeff?
Dragon Age, Mordor.
Something you can get at retail. Something you can get at retail. Go ahead.
No, we're not talking retail. You said
it doesn't matter.
It was
they have to compete, bro. They have to compete.
You said.
They have to compete.
Listen to the show, Chris.
Jeff, Microsoft fucking sucks for sales. Steam? Like, they will try every now and then.
Hey, guys, check this out, dude.
They fucking suck overall.
I didn't see this.
Okay, I'm
going to
show you this right now. Chris, first of all,
Assassin's Creed 1
is
available for Games for Gold right now.
Steam isn't
so great.
I'm going to show you this right now.
And that
this is going to be awesome.
Right, you're right. Steam is not retail. No,
seriously. No,
Jeff,
I'm going to show
you
right.
I am telling you,
they
you
are
right,
the exact
sir.
Same sales.
You are right.
Exactly the same.
No, they're not.
Who matched who?
Steam is not retail. You are 100% right.
No,
the,
no,
the
I'm
point
saying
is that the retail
sale,
game.
PSN,
okay, so he said that he got Mordor for $30.
Xbox?
He said he got Mordor for $30 on Xbox Live, right? You could, there were times during Black Friday and Christmas sales that you could get that game for $25. Mm-hmm. Xbox has to compete. Microsoft has to fucking compete.
They will
they've
drop it.
They've got to actually,
yeah.
They've got to drop it so that the people will buy it. You know,
but
you could get the game for $25.
You said PSN had better sales than the Microsoft.
They do.
Fucking
90%
of
the time.
I still back that.
I sent Chris a link. I sent Chris a link, Jason. They were the exact same sales.
At maybe
that
at
exact
one
week.
Point in fucking time, but seriously,
no.
Have you?
No. They
like
were the
overall,
same.
Like fucking PSN blows the shit out of fucking Microsoft stuff.
I bought Dragon Age Inquisition on Xbox One because it was $30 or $40. Because I think, oh shit, that's a good sale. I wanted to get on PS4. The next week, it went on sale on PS4 for the exact same price. I put a thing. Their sales were identical. The same. There was no difference in terms of pricing. With the Telltale stuff, the third party stuff, like any, like, the EA stuff or Ubisoft stuff, they were exactly the same prices when they had their sales. So where do you get off
where,
saying
where did you buy, what system did you buy Dragon Age? Did you buy it on PS4 or did you buy it on Xbox?
No, I got an Xbox because it was before the PS4 sale. So it was like, oh shit, it's $35. I'm like, I need to jump on this because that's a really good price. A week later, it was on sale on PSN for $35. It's literally the,
all right, one
the
thing, third one party second, stuff one second.
Were literally the exact same price when they went on sale.
Exactly. I'm looking for the history here. So
I sent it to you. You might remember, like, you might think, like, no, the third party stuff was literally the Telltale stuff was $15 for the season pass for
when did you get in Dragon Age Inquisition?
22nd
of
December.
Of December.
December.
And how much was it?
$35.
Okay, retail version was about that same price.
Thank
we're
you,
not
everybody,
talking retail,
for
Chris.
But the
that's,
point
that's what I'm. No, oh that God. Is exactly what Chris. We're talking about, dude.
No.
Microsoft
Chris,
has to compete, brother. Microsoft has to compete.
Chris, you're not listening. Your thing.
I am listening, brother.
Digital sales. Digital.
It doesn't
sales,
matter.
Digital sales.
Let me ask you something, Jeff. If I said, hey, you can have Dragon Age for $40 digital. Or
Chris,
you can have it for $30 for physical.
Chris,
which are you going to buy?
Go back and listen.
Which are you going to buy? Which are you going
to
buy, Jeff?
Always to the retail,
answer,
Chris.
Okay, so
back.
Why is it an issue?
Oh, my God. Chris, go back and listen to the show that you and Travis did. Literally, please to God.
No, I remember everything I said.
Sales. You said PSN is having sales like Steam does, but Microsoft is not doing that. PSN is digital, not retail.
You're right.
And then people said, no, actually, Microsoft still had the same fucking sales that PSN had. They're exactly the same. Not retail. These are your exact words. PSN has sales, but Xbox Live is not having these sales. What's up with that? That is not retail. That is digital. I'm not talking
but
retail.
But Microsoft has to compete. How are you not understanding this? Microsoft has to compete. If you can get
the
retail game for $30, how is Microsoft not going to compete with that?
Oh my God.
How do you not see this, Jeff? How do you not see this?
Chris, you said that PSN had more sales than it was comparable to Steam. PSN is.
No, I said PSN had one sale. One sale, the flash sale. That was it, one sale.
Go back and read it. Read whoever wrote that email. It's digital, not talking retail.
But
Chris.
You are talking about games that are available both digitally and at retail.
No,
so
I'm
Microsoft has to compete.
Sale. I'm saying they had a sale digitally, just like PSN. It, that's what I'm saying. And they do it with retail.
But the flash sale
okay,
for PSN
Chris, you're right.
Was
yes,
all digital
right,
games because it they didn't have like the, all they had a ton of digital only games on there. Okay. The games in question here that this person emailed in about are Titanfall, which is a great deal. $12 for the game plus DLC. That's fucking awesome. If you got that, awesome. But Shadows of Mordor for $30, there were retail sales around Black Friday and Christmas for $25.
His comment was yours versus PSN sales.
And I am telling you that Xbox was reacting to retail sales, Jeff. That's what I'm telling you.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because you have to react to retail sales. You are selling the same fucking game, retail and digital. You're selling the same game.
I know, Chris. Just go back to the show.
I listened. I know what the show said, dude. I recorded it and I listened to it. And you know what? It's not the same.
No, you were talking digital sales and digital sales as in sales on games. Not retail.
All right, so what are the digital-only games that were mentioned in this email?
You never said digital-only.
What were the digital-only sales that were mentioned in this email?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you're rejecting my retail sales, so what did the digital
because
only go?
Your comment 2 weeks ago wasn't about retail, Chris. It was about digital.
It was about the flash sale. The flash sale was all digital only games.
Exactly.
So where
digital
is that for Xbox? Where is that for Xbox, Jeff? Where is it for Xbox?
He just said.
Where is it for Xbox?
He got Titanfall for $12.
That's a great deal. And
Shadows,
I told you I said
Shadows
that.
Shadows of Mordor, which is the same price as on PSN, the same sale. I bought.
And
the
you
same
can still get it for
PSN,
less money at retail.
But you're. Alright. Done. Just go. Just fucking go.
You have to be able to compete, Jeff. You have to be able to compete.
That is nothing.
You have to be able to compete.
So, anything, Chris. Yeah. Jesus Christ. You made a comment about digital. Yeah. Fucking downloadable games sales.
Yeah, and you are now commenting about games that are both available at digital and retail, and it's completely fucking different. It's completely fucking different.
So, that was fruitful, I guess. In that time, Jason and I had the chance to amend our, which I think he's having a cigarette right now. So we had a chance to amend the top five. We removed Sunset Overdrive and added Rambo the Game, which Jason 100% agreed with. We also just went ahead and expanded it to more games. We added number six, Salt and Sanctuary. Gotta love it. Darkest Dungeon at number seven. And number eight is a game I'm not familiar with. It's Chris's Cock Smells Like Hot Dogs and Funyuns.
Well, Jason would know, so.
Yeah, and then Jeff's vagina is small and sandpapery. And then after you guys were in that diatribe, Jason said he suddenly misses his ugly doctor's finger up his butt. Then I proceeded to ask Jason how's video doing in Giant Bomb Land, which he's saying, mofo, it's super good, which is great. I'm proud of him. And then he says, I'm going to go outside. And then continued to oddly type in, Lindsay Lohan was once super hot. I don't care if that's pedophile-y. Which I responded, she's my number one. I'd have a shot at fucking her in real life if given the chance. I think she'd give
she
a hell
totally
of a blowy. Totally would, right? Like,
I felt so fucking pervy. We watched Mean Girls last night. And I'm like,
oh,
damn. Girl. I was like crossing my legs and shit. I'm like, damn. Rocket.
Lisa, don't take this the wrong way, but I need to kind of whip it out.
Oh, no, that woman is like just a year away from being in a Vivid video. Like, she's a year away.
I can't wait.
She's primed. She's oiled and primed, ready to go. Yeah.
So I have one more email.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I could read this at this point because I've had a lot of wine. So I'm going to try it, though.
Just do it.
I'm going to try it.
And like
it should be fun. It should be fun. Hey, gents, it's February. So, of course, it's the perfect time to talk about last year. Am I right?
Yes.
Sorry sure. It's late. I know. But life, you understand. You can totally choose to not read this. And I totally would be completely offended. I will be totally not offended.
Nope.
Okay. Winky face.
It's included. Here we are.
Yes, and I am reading it, and I am sorry because I've had a lot of fun.
Nope, don't be sorry.
Anyway, it was a very quiet year for me in regards to what I played. That was new in 2014. I basically had to take all the games that I played to completion, in parentheses and all caps, and rank them in order. So here goes. I will keep comments limited because it's probably after midnight. Actually, yes, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. When you read this and your throats are likely hoarse from screaming at each other. That is also very accurate. Actually,
I'm fine.
Actual winky face. So number 10, this is his top 10 list. Mm-hmm. Number 10, Infamous Second Son. Number 9, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Yep. I heard there was more multiplayer too.
Sure.
Number 8, Destiny. Number 7, Infamous First Light. That's
the most even-headed out of all of us. Put Destiny at number 8.
Well, I think
Keep
what's
going.
Interesting to me is that he put Infamous Second Son at 10 and Infamous First Light at 7.
Either way, Destiny.
Number 6, Titanfall. At first, I thought the attempt at a campaign was bad.
Yeah.
Then I played Destiny. By the way, I usually don't play online, and I don't like using Titans, but I love this game, and I only play on foot as a pilot. I'm weird. Number five, PT. Yes, I'm counting this. It was a game I played on a console that had a beginning and kinda ending. I only played 9 games, so I'm having a lot of trouble.
No.
You guys need to bear with me.
Right there with you. I'm following along.
You guys need to bear with me, brother. I'm sorry. I only played 9 games, so I needed a 10th, and this is where PT deserves to be on my list. I don't know about Jeff.
Hi.
But I was totally not scared at playing this at all.
Oh, who said
not
that?
Sorry,
who said that?
That totally game scared the shit out of me, man.
Scary.
Who said it's not scary?
Liar as a motherfucker.
This is Jeff with a J.
That game's scary as shit.
Bull fucking shit.
Number four. Number four.
Real quick, I want to know what's fucking scary.
Dude, that
PT was the scariest thing I've ever experienced.
I agree. I agree. Because I'll tell you what, I saw that fucking baby in the sink, and that was creepy as fuck. And that was like,
yeah.
I am done. I am done. I was done. All right. So number four, Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls Ultimate Evil Edition. Diablo newness. Number three,
newness.
Wolfenstein, The New Order. Number two, South Park, Stick of Truth.
Yep.
Includes the most accurate representation of Canada I have ever seen.
Stick of Truth.
Of course. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it was
That's
eerie.
Pretty accurate.
And number one, you guys have any idea? I bet you don't.
Murder?
Murdered. Yes, murdered.
Okay, you wait a second. Whoa. So Jeff with the J said PT was not scary?
He said...
I know, he's being sarcastic.
No, yes, I'm counting this. It was a game I played on a console that had a beginning and kind of ending. Also, I only played 9 games, so I needed a 10th. And this is where PT deserves to be on my list.
No, but he said it wasn't scary. He was at my house when we played that from beginning to end. And he threw his hat at my TV because he jumped
then he may
so
have been...
fucking high.
I think he's kind of bullshitting us right now.
So he's being sarcastic.
Yeah.
He's being
then it was like
sarcastic,
some Tampax
Jeff.
Sarcasm.
I think he's just bullshitting us. It's different, 100% different.
Because
so
I was
just
there.
He's kind of bullshitting us.
He was scared shitless. I'm pretty sure he pooped my couch.
Alright, so number one was Murdered Soul Suspect.
I was actually saying Mordor as
murder.
But it's literally murdered.
Yeah,
it's murdered soul suspect.
That's good.
This is
that's
number
good,
one.
Travis, because yeah, I heard it as murdered. Murdered soul suspect. Murdered was a surprise. And I can probably safely say I am in the minority when it comes to murdered being number one. But it is because I loved this game from the very start. I was, God, this is really hard to do right now.
Pint of wine, dude.
I was instantly hooked
this
by
next
the story.
Picture of Lindsay Lohan.
Did you put a picture of Lindsay Lohan? I'm moving
think
back to
screen.
A little before and after. Keep
okay,
going.
So that email can go on hold. All right, here we go.
All right. There's the first one. That's when she was probably legal.
This is,
that's the biggest fucking.
This is the Lindsay Lohan I love. Right. Just like sitting in bed, wrecked after a night of debauchery, smoking a cigarette.
Talking shit about her time.
She's smoking a cigarette, so she automatically gets a point down for me. So click that second link. Did you give us a second link too?
Yep.
Oh,
yep,
Jesus
brother.
Christ,
yep.
Jason.
Crack is a real fucking problem.
Nothing for me for some reason. This previous.
Oh my God, that hurts.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't do drugs.
Nope.
No, seriously.
Nope.
Don't do drugs.
Seriously. God damn.
Seriously. Serially. Serially. Don't do drugs.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. That's scary, scary shit. All right. So I'm going to get back to Jeff's email. All right, so where
not
was I?
Scared of PT, you like son of a bitch.
I was instantly hooked by the story. I loved the characters. This is about Murder Sold Suspect. And the amazing setting. Yes, yeah. It has some technical issues.
Whatever.
And a few gameplay flaws, but nothing that causes the game to suffer.
I respect that. Like, it was a cool fucking game. Like, I dig the main character. He's got a fedora. That's great. But as far as, like, mechanics are concerned, like, the game's pretty alright.
Alright.
It's different.
So he continues to say, I started playing this before the reviews dropped, and was, it was in stock when I was almost, I can't say that word right now, dude. I'm
you
sorry.
You said it perfectly.
Slammed by critics.
Unanimously?
Unanimously.
Unanimously?
Yes, maybe. Probably. I really thought when I started playing, I was it was going to be a beloved gem. The same feeling I got when I first played Indigo Prophecy. But nope. Nope.
Yeah. I'm playing that, by the way, too, if I can backtrack to distractions. I'm playing the shit out of Indigo.
Oh, nice. Okay. The new one? The remastered one, right?
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
2008.
I still need to get that because I haven't played
five.
It, so,
but five? Whatever. Was it five?
Fahrenheit? Yeah, Fahrenheit was a long time ago. So, but to its defense, I truly believe that more people would have liked this game if they played it. I have recommended it to a few people and they have all ended up liking it. So that's that. To conclude, there were a few games that may have, been wondering why it was absent, like Middle Earth, Dragon Age, Far Cry. I played a bit of these, but never finished, so they were excluded. Middle Earth would have been on there, but likely had I finished it. Bye bye bye. That was Jeff with the J.
Thank you.
You threw your hat at my TV. Scott Sauer was there, by the way, to see it.
Yeah, so that wasn't scary at all, right, Jeff?
Right, right.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I always throw my hat.
Not
at
all.
TV.
I always throw like my hat at my TV and say, "Fuck you guys!"
Left hook. Yeah, he was totally being sarcastic. All right.
That is all the emails, gentlemen. So are we good to go?
I think so.
I think we're good.
By the way, Shadow of Mordor is our game of the year. If you didn't hear that earlier.
With no intention
next week,
whatsoever.
Hey guys, next week, do you want to do a prediction revisit?
Yeah.
No. Nope. Yeah, if you want to look it up, because I don't even remember that shit.
Oh yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll do that. When I'm not like on two bottles of wine, that'll probably be a good idea.
Pints.
So next week we are going to revisit our predictions. So if you guys had predictions last year, let us know what they were and, let us know how you turned out. You can send us an email. That email is email at interactivedistractions.com.
Good job, dude. Good
I want job. Chris drunk on every fucking episode. This is great.
Every.
You said there's a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
4337.
This is
4337. All right, you can check us out on Facebook, Google Plus, Stitcher, and Steam. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us, and you will find us.
Top.
And on Twitter, we are Interactive Distractions. Oh, I'm sorry, we are Indus Podcast.
Yeah, Indus
Or Indus Questions. And individually, we are Indus Chris, yeah. Unistrike,
yep.
The Travis Bomb, and Indus Geo.
Correct. That's G-E-O-F.
Oh,
we'll get to your Indus questions next week. We do have some.
Yes, if you have Indus questions,
send them right now.
Obviously, we are skipping new releases. By the way, Order is coming out.
Evolve's coming out. Actually.
Oh, that's like 2 weeks from now. Never mind. Never mind. That's a couple weeks from now. So yeah, check us out on Stitcher and, VGEvo.com. Come over there, join the forums and, have some people to play games with.
Is it VGEvo or Retroids again? I forget.
I think both work the same.
I prefer Retroids, so.
No, you don't. Shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, I'm kidding.
No, you don't. Shut up. But yeah, come over to VG Evo, join the forums, and find some people to game with. And that is all I have. You guys have anything else before we wrap up?
I don't.
I think I'm good. Yeah, all right. Great. Great. Fantastic.
Thank you guys for listening.
Jefferson, check out some bunny rape porn after this?
Oh, know, right? So ready.
Can
for
you
it.
Send that to me too, please? Mm. That would be appreciated.
Yes, say absolutely.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah?
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. We'd appreciate it. And until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Travis.
I'm disgusted.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Chris again. Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.